Hello again, everyone. What's poppin'? We're in the deals in the D.com studios.
Right there.
For another version of the Drew and Mike podcast for Wednesday. Some call it Maz Day because of that man,
right there.
Tom Thomas A. Mazaway. What's the A stand for?
Albert.
How many times have I asked you that?
For Uncle Albert. I was named after a Beatles
Uncle
song.
Albert? How cool.
I was named after a Beatles song. Well, Wings.
That was psychic because the song wasn't even out yet.
I know.
It's Wednesday, and everybody's here. Brandon's here. We're running a little behind, and Brandon maybe running a little early. So it's a full house with Drew, Mark, Brandon, Maz, and Joey. And could you give me my phone back, Brandon? I wanted to mention something. I got a nice note from... Where is it? Oh, Zach, who wants us to know that he's been working with Scott Kunath on finding a condo, our newest advertiser.
Great, Scott.
Not only is he professional and knowledgeable, but fun to work with as well. Scott even took time out of his weekend to look at places on a Sunday. I secured the financing for my new condo from Phil on David Hall's mortgage team.
Wow.
All right.
Phil has been extremely timely on top of everything, every step of the way. David's team truly earned a 5-star review. And although I'm obviously biased, I'd be remiss not to mention what a great boss Luke Nowacki is.
Oh, my God. Oh, he hit the trifecta.
He's going to buy Lincoln next.
No.
And how much he genuinely cares about each of his clients. You should be proud to have all three of his advertisers. And yes, we are. Scott Kunath at Coldwell Banker. We're Manual. Is that right? Coldwell Banker, we're Manual.
Manual.
Not Ward Manual?
Wait, is it Manual Weir? Or we know it's Weir?
Weir Manual.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And S. Kunath at CBWM.com. That's how fast it went through my head. Yeah, so there. That's a nice note to start on.
It is.
And Maz and I were doing a pre-show prep, of course, upstairs. I'm pumped for tomorrow, K.K. Downing from Judas Priest. Are you going to be here for that, Brandon?
I don't believe so, because he's going
he's early.
A little earlier.
It's too bad. You're the biggest Priest fan in the show, aren't you?
I love Priest. What I really want to know is, in the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark.
Love that movie.
Obviously, that's based upon the Judas Priest experience where Rob Helford left for 14 years. They brought in some Joe Schmo.
Ripper!
Yeah. And in that flick, you see two guitarists. You see the guitarist who's really kind of the one who led the band afterwards and wrote everything and really gave Marky Mark shit. And then you see the other guitarist, which is Zakk Wylde. So K.K. Downing is either played by Zakk Wylde or
I think he's played by Zakk Wylde, is my guess.
Or he's the really big member of that band.
Glenn Tipton kind of, I think, started to overshadow K.K.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Which I'm reading about in the book, he was not happy about because they were kind of even Steven for a while. Mm-hmm. And it reaches a point where K.K. Downing is writing solos. They're both lead guitar players. And he feels that they're being shortened because Glenn Tipton thinks he's shining too much. And I think he accepted his role, but I think it kind of grinded his ass a little bit. And he quit in 2011. And then, as I mentioned, Glenn Tipton got MS last year. And I guess KK thought that they would ask him to come back, but they didn't. And he was bummed out, even though he quit in 2011.
He just wanted to be asked.
He wanted to be asked. Said, well, we assumed you'd say no because you left. So what was the point in asking? Why didn't you ask us?
Right.
So it's one of those deals. I don't think they wanted him back. But I tell you what, the book's great. And I've been enjoying listening to some... I know Judas Priest's hits, biggest hits, but I'm really not that heavy a fan. Just generally heavy rock is not my thing. They got some great songs, though.
I couldn't tell you one of them.
Yeah, Living After Midnight.
Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law.
Oh, yeah, Breaking the Law, of course.
I'll tell you.
You got another thing coming?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Honestly. Maybe if I heard it, I'd say, that's them?
That's
what
you're just playing.
What's their biggest hit? I always thought Living After Midnight was their... Is Breaking the Law a bigger hit?
Beavis and Butthead love this song.
Oh, I know that. I had I'd forgotten the song.
They're no Carpenters.
No.
This song makes an appearance in the lottery turned bank robber story that I've been bugging you to read the last 2 days.
I saw that story.
Song?
It was turned upside down upstairs.
Yeah.
What?
I saw that story upstairs. It was turned upside down. It was over.
What?
It's a great story. It's another one.
I was looking for it.
Remember how the Daily Beast of the story and the McDonald's scammer guy, the McDonald's Monopoly game? This is kind of in that vein. It's a guy that won $19 million in the lottery and then became a bank robber. And what a load this guy is. And the song makes an appearance because he was debating whether or not he should rob banks. He said, I would never steal from the working guy. I would never steal an old lady's purse, but I thought robbing a bank was a victimless crime. That's not the teller's money. It's the banks. And I hate banks.
There you go.
I know the bankers are putting poison in our food and water.
As he weighed the pros and cons, the song Breaking the Law by Judas Priest blasted. By the end of the song, he had made up his mind.
A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion fucking dollars in the bank.
Huge song. I think I like Living After Midnight better, but they got tons of hits. Huge band. I mean, how long have they been together? 50 years almost?
Long
close.
Time.
Mark, did you see this gas main break, Mark, by your house?
Yeah, 12 in Woodward. A lot of stuff happens on that corner.
How are you going to get
Thanks
home?
For the bloop. I'm going to go around it because okay. I don't live near there.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Is it possible for you not to watch the TV, man?
He needs to do the show blindfolded.
I watched it before. Remember I brought it up to you
upstairs? You did. No, that's true. Okay. But it just came up on the TV down
here. It just
here.
Reminded me of it.
You couldn't write a note down? I was talking to
Ben. What do you want me to watch? I can't look at my phone. I can't.
Nothing.
What do you want me to do?
I want
just
you to
stare
listen.
Down?
Listen.
Don't answer that.
Just listen.
Why?
Because that's how everybody enjoys the show. They listen. Okay. I was talking to Bentley the other day, and you came up, Tom. And
who's that dude?
And yeah, the guy who's not supposed to be named. And Jim goes, I didn't realize how ADD he really is. Because when he did the show with you that one day, he's looking over here. He's looking over there. He's looking at his phone. He's looking at the TV.
I'm not ADD. That's the thing.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just happy to
I
be
think
here.
He's
maybe.
Interested in a lot of things.
Look at this. Look at that. 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 Look at this. Look at this.
Is that my man?
That's Tom's head. Constantly.
I'm just looking for the next best thing.
Look at this.
It's the name of a Warren Zevon song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Zevon?
Yeah, Zevon.
He was Love Mitch's Warren. Friend, you know.
Oh, really? Did you have to ruin Warren Zevon? One of my favorites?
The Werewolves of London.
It was not Mitch's friend.
I met
no,
him.
No, I defy. No, I will
he
not
sat in studio with
believe
us.
They were not friends.
He sat in studio with
but
us.
That doesn't mean they're friends.
On album in the afternoon.
They're not. That doesn't mean they're friends.
They're very good friends. They were.
Here's the song from The Envoy.
Wasn't he at the Warren's, rock? Wasn't he
was
part
he
of the
rock
bottom remainders?
Warren Zevon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Founding
no.
member.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
He is?
No. He's not a right.
You know how we knew he hit rock bottom? When he was in a band with Mitch.
Mitch's his guy.
I was not friends with Warren Zevon.
He was?
No, he wasn't. They were acquaintances, professional acquaintances,
okay.
I would say, at best.
Mitch would describe him as a friend. I don't know if
yes,
Warren
that,
would describe
that's true.
Mitch as a friend.
No, he would not, if he were alive.
Don Quixote had his windmill. They looked friendly to me.
What do you remember about his visit? Besides the Mitch connection, if we can just put that aside.
That's all I remember.
The alleged connection.
That's all I remember.
Did he play?
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't.
Good thing you were there, not me.
I know. We used to have a band every day, a different
I know.
Band.
I know.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, somebody who was in one of the bands told me that they watched someone get chewed out while they were playing.
Yes, that happens. He's
what?
Much, he's
he
much
does?
Better now.
No. What?
Mitch has calmed down over the years.
Now, how do you know that?
Because I know Mitch.
Why are you still kissing his ass?
Oh, are you guys friends?
I'm not kissing his
would
ass.
Would you describe Mitch as more of a friend than he would to you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
Mitch was always what a very nice
what
to
a
me.
Well,
you're still plugging him and talking about how wonderful
well, we talk
he is.
About it. That's it's part of...
When was the last time you talked to him?
Probably a year ago.
What was the occasion?
Good friend.
What was the occasion?
Yeah.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
I gave him a call to ask him a question.
Really?
What was the question?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
What would you ever need to call Mitch Albom for as a question? I hope he didn't need anything.
No, I just had to ask him something. I just forgot what it was.
Was it about the Lions' rushing attack?
No.
Was it about how he was feeling?
No. He lies. Oh,
there's something to this story. There's definitely something.
Apostrophe. What
it's
did you need?
What
did you
all need? Over his face.
What did you think?
I think he needed a WJ, something from WJ.
Oh, yeah.
I suspect.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
Did you want, is there anything you were trying to straighten out from the past, maybe?
No,
disagreement?
No, no disagreements.
Okay.
No, we're good.
You never took his press pass by accident? Or,
No.
It's good to see he came through, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because he cares about the little... He's too busy. He's too busy with Haiti. I'm sorry. It's like, Tom, I don't have time for you. I'm busy with Haiti. Click.
That's it. I wanted to ask him about Haiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Are you going over there?
I was thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going?
No.
I help?
I got to work.
Should I volunteer you?
No, I got to work.
I'll call Mitch if you need me to.
No, I'm good. I tied for first place this month, by the way.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were talking about fantasy.
No, I sold 14 cars this month.
How many podcast related?
14.
Really?
13.
13?
13.
What was the 14th?
Yes. And are they someone a listener
from the
now?
Shores.
Are they
from
a listener
shores.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
You're such a liar.
No, they were listeners, but they were mostly I knew them from back home.
Okay.
So someone that you knew before they were listening.
Correct.
But 13 people, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but 14 sales. I tied with my man Todd Kelly.
Sweet.
He sells used cars, Todd. So
I
now
see.
It comes down to for it's salesman of the month, you don't tie for salesman of the month.
What? There's a tiebreaker?
How's it?
The
yeah,
tiebreaker.
Yeah. Todd.
Fight to the death.
They go and...
Everybody, be quiet. Todd's about to masturbate.
Todd. Anyway, Todd sells.
Todd.
He sells used cars, and I sell new. I did sell one used car. You know who I sold the used car to?
Who?
Joanna's friend,
some
Carrie. Our girl, Carrie.
Carrie?
Our girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet she was looking good.
She's beautiful. How could she never?
No, I know. She can't.
Cannot,
it's impossible.
She cannot
right.
not look good.
You're right.
What'd she get?
She bought a Jeep Wrangler for her daughter.
Oh for her daughter.
She doesn't even have her license yet. But
what a great parent.
I know. I told her. I told her my story.
There's some parents that wouldn't buy her.
Pardon?
When
she gets
get
it in June. But she
in
saw this.
June?
She saw this car. She said, "Matt,
you sold her Lily's car."
I sold her Lily's car.
What? No.
But it wasn't that one.
Did you waive your commission?
Yeah. Like I've.
You
so listen to me.
Dick.
Does
That's
Lily know?
No, Lily doesn't know. So out of my 14 cars and my waived commissions,
Lily
gonna,
did speak up though.
She did?
I wish I had a father.
I'm going to lose salesman of the month to Todd, because he didn't waive his commissions. In other words, he made more for the company than I did.
Well, who made more personally?
Todd?
Well, why don't you sell more used cars then?
I can't. Mark, what's to be confused about? Most of my sales are cheap sales. That's
okay.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd.
Because the waived commissions and the lower payments.
Wow,
there it is.
You really do waive all your commissions?
Yeah.
Wow. When are you going to get a real job then that pays?
Soon. I got to find something soon.
Yeah, I don't know how you can
afford to
stay
there.
You guys
got room on the show?
So there's a greater margin in selling used cars?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Let's say you take your car in.
Except when Carrie buys one.
Except Carrie got hers at rock bottom. She really did. They made nothing on her.
I had no idea.
Nothing.
I don't think anyone's made any profit on Carrie ever.
No. She's not going to allow it. First of all, she's a sharp
girl. I don't think she has to say anything.
No. She just has to go there, and that's the end of it.
I think she has too much stuff from that.
That's the end of it.
People just give her stuff.
Yeah, her house, she appears to be a hoarder. There's so much valuable crap in her house that she didn't want, but people just gave it to her.
She has this great pet store, all natural pets.
Who gave her that?
No, that's her own business. So people actually go in and they pay above sticker for things. They just give her.
Because it's Carrie.
Yeah, it's Carrie.
I know. It's crazy.
This dog food is $30. Here, take 40.
Wow.
We have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles.
So, yeah, I'm going to lose salesman of the month, even though I tied for it with Todd.
And you lost your daughter.
And I lost the car for Lily.
Mm. Wow.
To Carrie.
Is it possible?
I wish I had a father.
Should we tell people not to tell Lil about that?
There's a good chance that Lil will find out.
Now, why? Who are these people that tell Lil immediately when we ask them not to?
It's the Lakeview connection. It's the Lakeview leak. It's a leak at Lakeview.
Un-American.
But her kid friends can't be listening to us.
No, it's the parents. It's the teachers.
They tell Lil.
It's the athletic director.
Okay, and then they tell Lil, hey, yes. Your dad gave away your car.
Wait, don't talk bad about the athletic director.
I don't know.
We have his back.
He's, I know,
he's on the board. Sean Z.
Sean Zebrowski. We have his back.
Along with Dan Leash, Rod Beard, and
Lily
Maswell.
Is Scott Capel up there? He's the principal. He should be up there.
I don't know if we have his back
yet.
All right. Let me know if we have his back.
I don't go overboard on this.
How come I don't have even lines by my name anymore?
I have a number.
I have an actual number by my name.
Because we can't fit the lines in there anymore.
You get busted for not listening to the podcast so many times. If we had that many ones, there'd be nothing else on the board.
That board was supposed to be a tool that we were going to use, and we have not used it.
There's two interviews written up there.
Oh, man.
I asked Zeus earlier, hey, what time is KK Downing tomorrow? He goes, it's on the board. I was like, oh, that's right. We use that now.
And TJ Miller on Thursday.
Yeah.
And don't forget who's coming up in another week or so.
Luke. Steve Lukather. That's the 15th, isn't it?
It's not no official date yet.
Ooh, he's only available on Tuesday.
He's only available on Tuesday.
I know you love Toto, but what is your connection to Toto?
I just think the band, and from what I've learned from my friend Dr. Mark, who I tell you should have on the show, because he will go. He's music. He's like you. He's Rain Man of music. Like
really?
You. Yes.
And Toto's his favorite band.
Well, he could tell you about the people that are in that band and what they have done. You bring Bentley here with his acid rock and put him against Dr. Mark, and Dr. Mark will cripple him.
Wait, it's not a trivia contest.
Bentley's an acid rock
trivia. I'm just telling you. It's a better.
Listen to this acid rock.
Steve Lukather is historic. He is.
Oh, I agree. He's a fabulous player. He's played with a lot of people.
I'm tired of him getting shit because he's in Toto.
That's why they chose to be in Toto.
Now listen, if they named the band something else, you would love the damn band.
It is a very elitist name. I was reading where the name came from.
Go ahead, tell me.
I got to look it up again. I thought it
wasn't Luke that named him. It was
some guy.
Somebody started writing Toto on their on their tapes and equipment and stuff, and it was. Did it come from Wizard of Oz?
No, that's what they joked. I think it's Latin for like in totality. Like the tape was. Drew's rolling his eyes.
Really? I was hoping it was from Wizard of Oz because that just was dumb enough to be okay.
Cool, yeah.
There's your version of Toto up there.
Yes. Layla. Not happy. Upstairs.
Hey, happy belated birthday to Bill.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that, Tom.
You know, I'm getting shit for... It takes so much work to police all the plugs on this show and all the birthdays, and now I'm getting shit for not policing it. Okay, that's the end of the birthdays.
Okay.
And the shout-out.
Happy birthday.
I can't even say thank you to Joe Gaston.
I don't care.
Can you talk over every drop in piece of audio?
Can I say thank you to Joe Gaston?
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
He puts me in the position of wanting to bleep my nephew's name.
By the way, great meeting, Joe.
Nice enough to buy a vehicle.
I love Joe.
How long does it take to get...
I love that Tom's mute button is closer to my hand than his.
Joey, what's going on?
What's Joey's his radio show called again?
Free Beer and Hot Wings.
They're doing awesome.
Yeah, they are.
It's another plug.
Awesome. So Joe comes to me.
Just pour out. I can't even keep up with them all.
So I get a call Friday from Joey.
He's the human quid pro quo.
So Joey comes all the way from Grand Rapids to see me. He says, I'll be there around 3. Here it is, 5:30, and we close at 6, and Joey's nowhere to be seen.
You back me, and I back you. That's the way it works, right? That's the way it's supposed to work in life.
So we got him in and found him a great vehicle.
That's the story?
That's the story.
And he drove it home.
Actually, it wasn't even a bad story, to be honest.
And he likes it.
And we didn't give him enough money for his van, so he said, just keep it for now.
So I kept the damn van for him.
Oh, you have it?
I have it.
Oh, I wondered about that.
I am in control of the Joey van.
Wow.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Gee, do we really need to do a commercial now?
For what?
I just did one.
I didn't even see where I worked.
Oh, yeah, no one knows.
We're always busting Maz about everything. That being said, as it turns out, all the Zot Ford customers that buy from Maz actually love Maz. Here's some of the online reviews. Great buying experience. Tom Mazway got me into the F-150 that was best for me. Well worth the drive to Holly to be taken care of by the best at Zot Ford. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
And then there's Go see Maz. Tell him I sent you. He really helped my wife and I out on our lease. Top notch. That's from Drew N.
You're welcome.
Drew N is.
That's Big Drew.
Do you remember a Crystal A?
Crystal A, yeah, of course.
Hands down the best car buying experience ever. Tom was patient.
Yeah, of course, is Tom code for not really, but
I do.
Say I do.
Oh, Crystal.
Patient. Now she called you patient, knowledgeable, and a pleasure to work with. And you don't even remember.
I do remember.
I feel like I got a great deal on my new Explorer from Crystal A. I'll remember you, Crystal A. Well done, Maz. Those are outstanding reviews. If you want an awesome deal from a ridiculous guy, go visit Tom Mazway and our friends at Zot Ford and Holly or surf their sensational deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. How many reviews does he have, Mark? Does he have a lot?
I got a lot.
Ton. Yeah, all 5 stars. Yep. Really? In toto and Latin translated to all-encompassing, because the band members played on so many records and so many musical genres, they adopted the name Toto as their own.
What a shame that no one even knows what Toto means.
That's pretty strong. Let's see. Dr. Roche is busy doing boobs, more boobs, big boobs, medium boobs. I was going to say small boobs. There aren't many small boobs that walk out of there.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
It's still nice.
Pretty big ones, and it's pretty happy people. And then there's all the other things they do, like body tight, the procedure of 2018, tightening up those triceps, those necks, those lower jaws, those legs, some people waists. I mean, everything. Body tight, anywhere there's skin, they can do body tight, and they do.
I mean, check out these traps.
And they've actually shrunk waist size, raised boobs. They've done it all with body tight. There's Fractura. There's BBL. There's Diva. There's liposuction. They do it all. Anything you want done to your body. You want the fillers and the Botox, which so many people get done with that torn, weary skin. Mm. Tired, weary skin. Those are great procedures, the fillers and the Botox. But the fat injections last longer, so you might want to talk about that too. And they're using stem cells with the fat injections now, which promotes healing and just amazing pictures at www.droche. And we are the number one hit maker on their website. They just got a new tech person or on, you know, handling all their online
stuff. Someone's tracking it now.
We are far and away number one. 248-338-1110 for a consult with Dr. Roche. 248-338-1110. So I was at 7-Eleven today. I picked up Rolling Stone magazine.
Who's on the cover?
Aretha.
Oh, nice. Nice picture.
Lengthy Aretha story.
Wait, is this a new one?
Yeah.
I feel like she's been dead for about a year.
I know. It does seem like it's been a long time.
Well, she had a month-long funeral.
And
death appearance.
I wonder if the gold mic has been stolen yet.
From her grave.
Yeah.
You know what is weird to read about in reading about Aretha is that not only did she have a child at the age of 12, mm-hmm. her father knocked up a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Great guy.
What? And you know what's funny? They were saying how even though she was probably, everyone supported Aretha, I'm like, everyone supported Aretha. What about the, and the other person was never named.
Who is the father?
I don't know. Wouldn't say.
How old was he? Do they speculate?
I think much older.
You are not the father.
It was a different time back then. Is that the excuse?
No, there was really no excuse. I know, it was weird. But anyway, I was more interested in the story about Mike Campbell of Tom Petty's band.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, it wasn't a real long story, but it was really interesting. Today is the 1-year anniversary of Tom Petty's death.
Yeah.
Seem like it happened. That's been a year.
Forever. It seems like forever ago. Really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
That was a quick year. I said the opposite. That was a quick year.
I kind of thought it was a quick year too, but I guess it's been about a year. October 2nd, 2017, and
right when the juice got out.
The juice has been out a year.
Two things simultaneous.
Well, it's been a year since the juice has been free.
Has it been a year?
Brandon's I believe prep. So.
Brandon's prep.
Yeah, he's been free for a year.
Thanks for reading it, Tom.
First thing I do is kill Tom Petty. Somehow, I don't know how he killed him, but he did.
My cellmate loved him.
Anyway, it was 1 year ago Tom Petty died, and that was that weird day when we heard he had this massive heart attack, and then we heard he was dead, and then we found out he wasn't dead, and I just remember that his daughter went on this incredible rant against the press while he was still alive, and then he died anyway. like hours later, which they said was going to happen. They said he is brain dead.
They didn't notify. Did they notify everybody that they wanted to notify? I thought it leaked out before.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that all went down, but I think they had pretty good sources, and he did indeed die, so I don't know if it was really worth it. She was just pissed, and I understand that. So, Mike Campbell, of course, you know, the great guitar player who, I don't think he gets enough credit, does he?
No. I mean, how many people can even name him?
He's, I worked with a Mike Campbell at WWJ, by the way. He's still there.
Does he play guitar?
I think he does on the side.
Is
really?
Is the same guy?
Maybe he's as good.
Is he in the Rock Bottom Remainders?
He might be.
Is he a friend of
Mitch? Oh, is Mike Campbell, was he in the Rock Bottom Remainders too with Warren Zevon and Mitch Albom?
I like the way you say Warren Zevon. That's cool. I thought it was Zevon.
I've heard it said both ways. I think Zevon is actually the correct way.
I like it.
Can you look that up, Mark?
Does it matter, really?
Brandon. Not really.
Okay. It does to you.
Anyway.
I just like the way he said
it. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
This Mike Campbell, not the WWJ Mike Campbell, was in Tom Petty's band and co-wrote many of their songs and was a fabulous guitar player. He was on all Tom Petty projects, unlike the rest of the Heartbreakers, who were at times left behind, although Ben Montench played on most stuff. So he's talking about... A lot of these people got to the hospital before he died, including Mike Campbell. And he said the thing he remembers is his hair was straight. They had his hair right.
Oh, wow.
They didn't let him lie there with fucked up hair.
Good.
His hair was always part of the
kind of nice to know.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I kind of thought the same thing. He was medicated and very still, but he looked very angelic and very Tom. 10 months after Petty's death, Campbell is sitting in the largest studio he keeps on the ground of his Woodland Hills, California estate, where he and his wife lived 44 years. God, that's amazing. You'd think since 81 they would have bought a larger mansion.
Yeah.
But that's not uncommon. This is my sanctuary. The control room's cluttered with reminders of the four-decade tenure in the Heartbreakers. Wow, that's a long time. Those days are over. It's like an alternate universe to me. There's then and the now, different lives. He spent winter at Loose Ends puttering around here at the Campbell second home in Kauai, Hawaii. Oh, not bad, huh?
That's why I didn't upgrade.
That's what happens when you co-write songs. I doubt the other members of the Heartbreakers have a home in Kauai.
How many Heartbreakers were there?
Well, it's Ben Montench, Stan Lynch, the drummer, and Howie Epstein, the bass player, who replaced the original bass player. Oh, God, what's his name? He replaced Howie Epstein when he died, but I can't think of his name. Mike Blair? Fuck. That's a great story, by the way. Sad story about Howie, but anyway, retirement will have to wait. As of this spring, he's a new guitarist for Fleetwood Mac, replacing Lindsey Buckingham, which I thought was immensely cool. Mm-hmm. If you're going to lose Lindsey Buckingham, that's almost irreplaceable.
Now, Lindsey Buckingham, was he the Buckinghams too?
No. He was not.
I always thought that was Lindsey Buckingham. I always thought that was his group.
Kind of a drag. Yes. Buckinghams. Yeah. No, they were before Lindsey's time. Although he could have been.
Parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
Is there Lindsey Buckingham at WWJ?
No.
I do know Rock Bottom Remainders.
I do know a Lindsey Hunter though.
Oh Lord,
Lindsey Hunter from 105.1.
Yeah, Lindsey Hunter from the Pistons.
He worked at WWJ too.
Former number one pick.
Well. So, he is in Fleetwood Mac now, and...
Did he bang Stevie Nicks, too?
Mike Campbell?
No.
Well, if he was around her.
Oh, Lindsey Buckingham? Yes, he absolutely nailed
it. Yeah, they entered the group
together.
Yeah,
he was in her orbit.
They were a couple when they both joined.
Nice.
Well, Brandon, how do you know that? That's true.
I probably learned it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had their own songs for the Fleetwood Mac album, and then for Rumors, I think they still did stuff together, although they were breaking up. And he's alleged to have roughed her up, too. He sounds like...
Nice, right? Learned that one from you, guy.
Sounds like a pretty major prick, to be honest. And I think they threw him out of the band. I think he thought that he could hold up this tour and say, no, I got this project, I can't do this. And they said, no, we're going out.
Yeah, today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
absolutely
said...
Absolutely did.
They said, no, you're not holding up the tour. We're getting another player.
Dick.
So they picked up Mike Campbell after Tom died, and also Neil Finn from Crowded House and Split Ends, which is I thought was immensely cool. I'm actually interested in seeing this band. Campbell grew up in Jacksonville like Tom Petty, worshipped Roger McGuinn and George Harrison. And after high school in 68, he formed a band called Dead or Alive that went nowhere. But with Petty, he was the only heartbreaker that was an equal, shared songwriting production duties with Petty. The only one allowed a significant role on Full Moon Fever, the solo album, which all the other heartbreakers said, it sucks!
It's a great album.
Yeah, it was a huge album, too. It was more than friendship. It was almost like destiny or divine power that brought us together. Great story about Mike Campbell showing up to audition and playing on some old, cheap Japanese guitar. And Petty said...
You probably had that in the WWJ Cruiser. You know, probably carried it in the back.
What the hell are you talking about?
Mike Campbell.
Mike Campbell from WWJ.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Sorry.
But by the time he was done playing his audition song, he said, you're in my band forever. And he was. So, yeah. So anyway, they went on that last 56-show tour, even though Petty had the fractured hip. And Mike Campbell, I guess there's a lot of revisionism going on, like, he shouldn't have been out there.
Oh, come on.
And Mike Campbell's kind of like, look, we didn't tell Tom what to do. Nobody did. And he was not aware of what he was doing, which was taking a lot of, things to numb the pain.
Stuff that didn't mix right.
Right, and he'd had problems with drugs before, with heroin specifically. But Campbell said he'd check on him, and he always seemed to be fine. He never said, I'm dying, I can't do this. The worst he'd say is, I can feel it, but I can do the show. He was always full of joy. I quit worrying about him. Days after the tour ended, Petty suffered massive cardiac arrest at his Los Angeles home. The coroner's report blamed accidental drug overdose involving fentanyl plus painkillers and anxiety meds, and included in the list OxyContin, Restoril, Xanax, and Celexa, along with fentanyl.
I think it's the OxyContin and fentanyl that got him.
I'm not sure, honestly, how he got scripts for all that stuff. Do you suppose he really got scripts?
Maybe he went to that doctor that was on 60 Minutes.
Maybe went to Michael Jackson.
That makes sense.
He probably had a bunch of fake names, like they tend to do.
I was listening to Prince today.
This is one of his new songs. It's on the big box set that was released.
Yeah, Gems from the Vault.
An American Treasure.
I think there's over 60 tracks on this thing.
There is. There's 62 tracks. There's a track on here. Let me see if I can find it. Then I know Tom will appreciate it.
Can you find the alternate version of Rebels, by the way, if it's available?
Is it on the album?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an alternate version.
Is that
on our Google Play?
I'm playing it off Spotify right now. The one I think Tom would be interested in is track 21 here, a big concert intro.
Good evening.
Sounds like a number one hit tune on.
It's my pleasure to introduce Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Whose voice is that, Tom?
I need to hear it again.
Is it the guy from TMZ, Charles?
Good evening. It is my pleasure to introduce Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Who's that dude?
1981.
Oh, I thought I was going to say Gary Delabate.
Louis Anderson's best friend.
Abdul-Jabbar.
It's Kareem.
Harry.
What?
Wow.
Are you surprised that Kareem...
Was Lou Alcindor?
Well, no, Kareem was a jazz fan.
Exactly.
He was a Tom Petty fan?
I guess.
Really?
What am I looking for? Rebels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Kareem.
Ooh, the guitar's a little different. Great song. So Tom Petty.
An American.
She's an American girl?
Yeah.
I don't think it's on the... Oh, you think it sounds like that?
Yeah. Just a little bit ago. It sounds just like it.
I don't hear it.
Play it back just a hair, Mark. Play it back just a...
When he was...
Listen.
Could be the same guy singing it.
Listen.
It's slower.
Oh, right here. Hey.
Right here.
She was an American girl.
You don't think it's a separated at birth?
With the singer?
With the same guy?
Yeah, it sounds like the same guy singing it.
Boy, it sounds like the same guy.
Cool song.
Very cool.
The whole tour thing, as I mentioned, is a delicate issue for Mike Campbell, and he bristles when it's brought up because apparently, you know, they're rehearsing with Fleetwood Mac. So Stevie Nicks, who was very close to Tom Petty and did Don't Drag My Heart Around, and also a song called Insider, which is a great kind of a slow Tom Petty song that she sings on. Stevie Nicks sort of implied that his friend should have kept him off that tour, which is kind of a shitty thing to say. And that's when Mike Campbell got a little pissy and...
Why would you say something like
that? I know, it's stupid. And she's playing with Mike Campbell. That's why it's really dumb. But I don't know. When she's in the orbit of penises, who knows what happens with Stevie Nicks?
Orbit of penises. Visionist.
Stevie's coming from a loving place, says Campbell, who's been close to her since the early 80s, but she wasn't there. Once Tom made up his mind, nobody's going to talk him out of anything. Or he should go to the hospital and be like, fuck you, I'm doing the tour. Nobody forced him to do it. All I know is he did what he wanted to do. We backed him up. We were there for him, and he was having the time of his life. I'm not jiving you. He loved that tour. He was happiest on the road. So Mike Campbell was going to, I guess, launch his own band called the Dirty Knobs that he's been kind of...
Gross.
Playing.
What a terrible band name.
I'm not crazy about the name. It's something he wanted to do for years, and Tom Petty apparently wouldn't let him.
Why?
I thought it
say?
Would take away from the Heartbreakers. I thought that was a little strange.
That's an ultimatum? The Heartbreakers or the Knobs?
Apparently.
That's bullshit. Come on, Tommy.
We had our moments of disagreement. We kept it private, but that type of friction was good for the music. It drove us to put a little more juice into our songs. What's he going to say? Fleetwood Mac had just parted ways at Buckingham. We're in the market for a new guitarist. I met Mick Fleetwood once or twice, but never really got to know him. They offered to make Campbell a full member of Fleetwood Mac, not a hired hand.
Is he allowed to still do the Dirty Knobs?
I don't know. Good question. I thought I'd never play big gigs again. I thought I'd never be on the G4 private jet again and all of a sudden play never going to play the Forum. Then all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck? How did this happen? And then they referenced, he said he's learned 60 new songs from scratch, as did Crowded House's Neil Finn, who's going to take over the vocal parts. In fact, it says, unlike Finn, who barely knew most of the members of Fleetwood Mac prior to his addition, Campbell has a long history with Fleetwood Mac. He and Buckingham.
An old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
We're buddies in the 80s. Buckingham sang background vocals on Walls by the Heartbreakers. I don't even know that song. I had no part in him leaving. That's between them. He mentions they've been rehearsing a few songs that predate Buckingham and Nick's arrival, including Oh Well, which is kind of a bluesy Fleetwood Mac song from the, what's his name? The guitarist Bob Welch, yes. Ebony Eyes?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's for the Dodgers, too. Same guy.
Went to Eastern.
Wait, that's right. Went to Eastern Michigan. Yeah. How about that? Dodgers to Fleetwood Mac?
Struck out Reggie? Remember when you struck out Reggie?
Can I just ask, did you really know it was Bob Welch, or were you just referencing the baseball player?
No, I totally knew it was Bob Welch, the baseball player.
They're also working up a rendition of Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over and
that's a great song.
Yeah, absolutely. And Petty's Free Fall. I wish they'd play I Got You by Split Enz from Neil Finn's first band, but that's, I guess, only Pearl Jam can do that.
I Got You what? I Got You Babe?
I Got You.
Oh, not by Sonny and Cher?
No. It's called I Got You. That's all I want.
Oh, Drew, you didn't tell me that the Glee cast covered this song.
Oh.
That sounds downright terrible.
Don't Dream It's Over? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
All right, I won't do that to you.
Yikes. Well, wait, wasn't there a version by Coldplay and Eddie Vedder? Chris Martin and Eddie Vedder, didn't they do Don't Dream It's
that.
Over? Wait, well, what did they cover?
Oh, did they do that on the Citizens thing?
You played it on the podcast, I think.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
That was like a year ago.
At least. He didn't want to play Free Falling, he said, I love that song. I just played it so much. Do we have to? But they really wanted to and said the crowd will love it. It'll be a moment, so I'm getting into it again.
Is that Abdul-Jabbar too?
You know what? Click this one.
Look at these seven separations of music going on in this show already.
I love these two dudes. It's so gay.
You should just marry them.
I would. Eddie Vedder and Chris Martin.
Eddie Vedder was great on the Beatles, that town.
It's a nice touch.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work, yeah.
Although Eddie has a guitar, so it kind of worries me.
Now I'm walking again to the beat of a drum, and I'm counting the steps to the door of your heart. Only shadows in the head, barely clearing the roof. Get to know the feeling of
quiet.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Hey!
Also, Rolling Stone did a story on the Prince release, the home demo from '83.
Oh, boy, the Prince Family Needs Money album.
Prince, I know his wishes were that this never, ever, ever come out, but apparently there was something he must have said somewhere along the time, until he died, and then they should just put out stuff he never wanted out, I guess?
Well, that's what they say. Same thing if I was the family. It's like, Prince just said when he dies that we should release all this and keep the cash.
No, is it funny that you can't put your material in the hands of anyone when you die because someone will want money and... I guess the only thing you can do is put your material in the hands of someone who doesn't get any money out of it, or else they'll put it out.
But who cares anyway?
Well, Prince cared.
Yeah, but he's dead. He's not going to know.
I know.
Would you know? I wouldn't know.
If it's something that he thinks is substandard, and
honestly, the review
is not that great.
Yeah, I guess if it's... Well, then why is he keeping it around if he hated it that much?
How do you erase everything in your archive?
Especially when you're chasing down pills like he was.
Yeah.
On his bike.
I know, it sounded like it was
that
a lot of work.
Picture of him riding that bike.
I was listening to Prince this morning, and I was thinking about...
What kind of bike do you have?
How surprising, Paul McCartney on a bike photobombing somebody who's getting married in Winnipeg. How bizarre.
Why is he in Winnipeg?
I think they played a show there.
Oh, okay. Why is he playing a show in Winnipeg?
I don't know. Because he started in Canada for some reason.
I played everywhere loose.
I just don't
Nowhere
think
else
he,
left to play.
He can't seem to get off the road.
God, yeah. Why does he want to go home?
Isn't it weird that Prince would die of drugs? Doesn't it just seem... always heard he was so against drugs. So was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Always heard Michael Jackson was not...
He was hurting.
That's true.
Yeah, because
Prince was hurting too. So was Tom Petty.
They were all hurting.
Yes, they were.
It's a tough road.
So Prince,
I don't know. Jackson doesn't surprise me though.
What time is it?
Some odd reason.
Because I'm hurting.
No,
I don't feel good.
No, it's not surprising.
Out of those three, well, though,
Michael Jackson did. If it felt good, Michael Jackson did it.
Out of those three, I would have picked Tom Petty for sure to kick it from drugs. Out of those three, then I'd have.
He was a known heroin.
Then I'd have
for
Prince
years.
Second, and then I'd have Michael Jackson.
I think Drew's onto something though. That Jackson,
my shoulder.
Jackson follows the feels.
If
good
it feels it. Good, he just does it. He can't seem to stop himself. Doesn't matter what it is. But these Prince things.
He's very meticulous in his planning.
Yeah. No, he's not going to be denied.
Yeah.
If it feels good, there's no denying him. He'll go and have the biggest career in the world so he can have protection from anything he might do that feels too good that he's not supposed to do.
Motivation in writing music.
Obviously.
Because he didn't have a childhood. I can't tell you how many times I think about that epiphany you had when... How long does his childhood have to last?
I know. His childhood is only a childhood. Why is he still a child?
Why is he still got
50?
Eight of them? Yeah.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Have your childhood in your 30s and grow up.
We have stink bombs.
Not only that, he's not the only guy whose childhood was screwed up. Look at all the other people. They're not running around with 12-year-olds.
God, there's another story I was reading recently, and they were talking about, you know, what a rough childhood they had. And I'm just like, okay, everybody's had a rough childhood. You can't, that cannot be an excuse for everything. At what time do you get over that excuse?
Not only that.
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Can it fuck you up? Sure, but at some point.
Well, it's a good excuse to use. It's a good excuse.
But I don't think, but my point is, I don't think it is a good excuse.
Well, I'm amazed.
Overused.
Isn't it weird how people repeat it, though? Like it's no, oh, he didn't have a childhood.
Yeah. Or his dad died.
So that's why he's having a food fight with Macaulay Culkin, who's 10 years old. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No.
And those little kids he dressed like him that were going around the world.
Yeah.
What?
Like Corey Feldman?
Yeah. All those guys.
Wishing tree. Oh, he's so weird. I come to think
and dream. Oh, but and
I'm still glad he existed, though.
It was
how terrible
it was
is that?
Fascinating. I know, I feel horrible for thinking the same thing.
I mean, I like some of the music, and
the drops are incredible. Every time I hear a new drop of him, I'm transfixed.
Jordy and Gavin got money, so that's cool.
Yeah, totally Jordan's false. Jordan's driving a Rolls Royce.
I hope Gavin invested his.
To his mansion.
That was a civil suit, and there was no evidence.
Do you think financial advisors swarm them for that molestation money?
Oh, my God, of course.
Yes, they made it up.
That guy's set for life. I mean, I wonder how he views that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is horrible. Like, this luxury life. Look what I had to do. Or does he go, never had a childhood. I know it was worth it. I went on some great tours. And...
Well, we've talked about that before.
Don't you think he's forgotten already?
That,
I don't think he forgets.
It's kind of hard to forget Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
He pops up all the time. Yeah, he lives in the house Michael Jackson's molestation built.
The first time he tries to make out with you and you don't want to make out with him because you're a 12-year-old boy who's heterosexual, he starts crying. That would fuck me up.
Allegedly.
It fucks me up just hearing the story.
I know. It's really weird. Sleeping in your bed every night for a year.
Don't do it.
Till his father finds out. I mean, till my dad finds out.
Come on, wait. That's the most loving thing you can do is to share your bed.
That's true. That's how the kid's mother felt, apparently. But anyway.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
It's all hearsay.
It's in a deposition.
Whatever.
Michael's.
It's all hearsay.
Woo! That was a civil suit, and there was no evidence.
So anyway, this Prince record is Prince playing piano and singing. And I guess he flubs lyrics and stuff.
Really?
And
like, how high is he?
It's 83, so probably not very high. Yeah. It's called Piano and a Microphone. I guess that's so you're
that's
not
the name
really,
of the album.
So you're not really pissed when you buy it for download or whatever, and it's not that good.
Oh, here it is. Can I hear it?
I suppose. Yeah, why not?
Well, there's a bunch of different songs on there.
Try
I Would Die For You, that's a great
try
song.
Try Cold Coffee and Cocaine. Or 17 Days.
Wow, there's a lot of songs.
Starfish and Coffee.
Is there cold coffee and cocaine?
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
I want
to
be your lover.
Oh, that's on there? That's on a microphone and a piano?
Are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
That was a hit. I want to be your lover was his first hit.
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's not it. I don't know what this is. Sorry.
I think he's saying I want to be your lover on American Bandstand when Dick Clark interviewed him and he was speechless.
Oh, yeah.
And shirtless.
Right, here we go.
Very much.
Cold coffee and cocaine.
Take a look at all the people up and down Broadway. I don't know how people pull off this party year after year, but they do a whale of a job. And tonight will be bigger and better than ever. Brian?
You said it, Dick.
Yeah, you said something there, Dick.
Oh, thanks a lot, family.
This is terrible.
This is what people are. People paid for this?
Yeah, they're supposed to. Well, the family really does care about Prince.
I'm going to jump forward and see. I've been that man. That's 2 minutes in. I could do this.
Did they scrap the first tape and just put it out?
They got just grab anything they could find.
You know what the great thing is about music?
It's so easy.
What's the show about the storage lockers?
Storage Wars.
So was this like Storage Wars? They said, okay,
we've got
a storage closet of print shit. What do you pay for it? They paid like $10 million for it, and this is the only tape they found.
A 1 minute and 7 second version of Purple Rain, and that's this. Does it sound like anything like Purple Rain?
Well, how do we know it's Prince playing it?
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you pain.
God, he was Prince. So good. Look at that voice.
No one want to see you like pain. Yeah.
Here's Prince again.
Rain. Purple.
All right. Tom's bored.
Okay. What's on the phone, Tom?
I saw this picture of Elle King, so I just wanted to look her up.
Oh, that's
yeah, Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah. Why?
Wait, Rob Schneider's daughter?
Yeah, Elle King. I loved her song that she had. This was a
X's
couple years
O's.
Ago. Yeah, I
think it is a great song.
I got sick of it because they overplayed it, but I was just looking her up.
I'm right with
Rob Schneider, the Rob Schneider that hates us?
Yes, that Rob Schneider.
That's his daughter, Elle King.
Yes.
Oh, she's not terrible.
She's a little big.
Attractive.
But she's very good.
She's full of boobs, but that's about it.
Boobs, boobs, boobs.
I don't see Schneider in her at all, though. Like her face.
Did she change her name because she was embarrassed about him being her dad?
There's a picture of the two of them.
Okay.
Who do you think he has thinner skin about? Comments about her or still him?
How about his mother?
I'm going to say him.
I would think of him, too.
That'd be Arla.
She doesn't look anything like him.
Her real name is Tanner Schneider.
Really?
Yeah.
Alias L. King.
Who's her mom? Her mom must be super hot with low self-esteem. Who is she?
Let's see. L. King's mom.
London King is a model. So let's look her up.
Let's look up London King.
She must have had one bad night. Were they married?
I kind of like her sound.
Yeah, she's
very good. This was a good song.
I mean, everything in my heart wants to not like it.
Here's London King.
Is this a hit?
This is a big hit, yeah.
Yeah, the mom's pretty. He must have been high. He must have been the copy guy when she married him.
Copy.
Copies.
That was stupid. She's like 3 feet taller than him.
She was born in 89. I don't think he was big in 89, was he?
Yeah.
Was that Megan Copies?
89?
I think that was.
Really?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember when he came on the show.
I was thinking 90s.
Let's see.
He was already a movie star in 89.
In 89, he hadn't done a single movie yet. He didn't do Necessary Roughness.
Was he on comedy
on SNL?
Was he comedy at the time?
He had just gotten into 227.
It was before SNL.
Oh.
Man,
SNL. And he hooked up with a model.
Kind of giving him credit now.
Yeah.
Maybe she's one of those Stevie Nicks, Anybody in Her Orbit chicks.
Or maybe Sandler hooked him up.
Look at Dan Dickerson.
Hey, can you see if Google Play has Elvis Costello burnt? Wait.
Google Play, or can I just do it on Spotify?
Yeah, try Spotify.
Now, who did Sirius buy? Which music?
Pandora.
They bought Pandora, okay.
It's called the other way around.
Burnt Sugar is Still Bitter, I think it's called.
Elvis Costello?
Yeah. It's a new song with Carole King and Elvis Costello.
Burnt Sugar. Carole
King still sing it, huh?
I think it's Burnt Sugar. Who's still? Yeah, Carole King? Yeah. She's toured with JT.
Yeah, I saw you had a JT book up there.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, before him. James Taylor.
I don't see
Dice on
anywhere now.
Okay.
At least not on Spotify.
All righty. Well, I'm going to just briefly peruse. Oh, no, I can't peruse yet. My phone is still charging. But go ahead with that because I want to look at Brandon's prep. I think I'm.
Here.
You want to bring up Brandon's prep for me, Miss?
Lincoln. Tom's favorite part of the show. Time to talk about Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln. Lincoln. The 2019s have arrived at Star, including the 2019 MKCs. Lincoln. You can get a lease as low as $331 a month. X and A plan customers, you get even more remarkable savings. If you're a Conquest buyer coming over from elsewhere, you've seen the light, you want a Lincoln, you can save thousands on the Continental. It is America's foremost luxury sedan. The Nautilus is there too. It comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands, like a 22-way adjustable seat, blind spot monitoring, lane centering technology for continuous steering support. And your phone, set it on the counter center console. It'll charge wirelessly if you have one of those Androids. Get the star treatment, the free loaners, the free pickup and delivery, the immaculate showroom and service area, plus a welcoming staff of sales pros, including Jimmy D. Give him a call, 855-567-STAR. He's going to tell you all about every car on the lot and how he's going to get you into a Lincoln. Or you can just email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. It's all at Hoop McInerney, Star Lincoln, for 50 years, a legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
Wait. They took a GoFundMe down for the injured college football player?
Yeah, because it's illegal.
Yeah, that violates NCAA.
They can't just waive the rule.
You know, no, though,
they will never waive anything. That story
is slightly misleading. That headline is very misleading because there is still a GoFundMe for him. It's just being run through the athletic department to make sure
everything's
on compliance. Right. Now, that being said, yes, it shouldn't be that hard to give a guy help who went in. He needed an EMTs after he went into the concussion protocol. He collapsed.
I got an email this morning from Kelly, who disagrees with paying college football players.
Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
And I want to
hear the
other side. I'm not upset about it at all, because I used to feel the same way, and I'm not saying she has no right to feel this way at all. She just was pointing out that what the value of a scholarship now and room and board.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was saying $100,000 a year. I don't think so.
That's what the tuition is. That's not the cost to the school of the tuition. You know, there's an upcharge.
But if they weren't an athlete, what would it cost them to go to the school?
Yeah, but that's not the cost of the school.
What would it cost if you didn't have a scholarship, though? What would you pay? Because the school would give it to you at cost.
You pay 100 G's a year at least.
No, I know, but I'm looking at it from the perspective.
100 G's a year.
What?
No, I'm going to make sure.
A little less?
A little less. Paid.
If I wanted to go to Central Michigan, right, what would I pay I for know. A year? It wouldn't be $100,000.
No. 40? 18?
But no,
there's only a way we could look it up.
No, look up the interweb.
But my point, Drew, is I'm looking at it from the school's perspective and the money that person's bringing in and what they're giving
out.
Well,
she's looking at what the person's getting for free, which they wouldn't get otherwise. So I understand what she's saying.
That's fine, but their compensation is the cost to the school.
Yeah, but that still would cost them that to go there. I mean, we can argue about that.
I know what you're saying.
My point was, the volleyball player or the field hockey player or the baseball player, the softball player, they're getting the same thing as the football player, but they don't have 113,000 people paying $150 to see them play.
Exactly.
Can't you do it based on the revenue that the specific sport brings in?
Of course you can.
That's how I think they should do it.
Michigan in-state is 29.5, out-of-state 62.
For the University of?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And then a little more expensive?
I'm just saying that. I'll do Central.
It is a lot. I mean, to get a scholarship is a lot. Most guys will not play professional sports, but
you could give them the option.
Well, isn't that part of the point, though?
They get cost of living too, which is another joke.
I know.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
But isn't that part of? Okay, if you're not going to play professional sports, isn't that really part of the injustice that you are generating this incredible amount of money for 4 years? You're part of something that is, and you're not being compensated at all.
Not only that,
25 G's for CMU, in-state, 35 for out-of-state.
Okay.
Bring back the video game and give them that money.
Well, that's the other thing. There's not only is it the money that they're not paying them, it's the money they're not allowing them to make, like working at a car dealership in the off-season for some rich booster.
Fucking ridiculous.
Or selling their own likeness, which is just insane. Any other college kid could do that.
I would think there'd be a class action suit. Honestly, I would think people, why not?
There have been about the video game. There's another one going on right now that's a little stronger than O'Bannon's.
I hope it comes back. That game was tense.
I know.
Why aren't there...
I'm with you, Brandon. I'd rather play it.
Why aren't there former players?
There are.
There are class action suits?
Yeah, well, Ed O'Bannon had a big one, and it kind of hit a roadblock.
Well, he was about the video games more than anything, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean about the revenue they generate as athletes.
His likeness was being sold, and the school was making money 20 years after he was out of college.
I don't play that game.
What do you want him to get, Mark?
I want it to be a fair market.
Tell me, what do you want him to get?
I think they should get the same split of the revenue that professional players get.
All right, so how about the volleyball players?
They can, you know what?
They can subtract
the cost of the scholarship from what they pay them. They'll still pay them a shit ton more.
I think you should pay him whatever you want to pay
him. How about the baseball team, the softball team?
Nothing.
Are you going to pay
them?
They
shouldn't pay any. No, they don't have. They don't generate revenue.
They don't generate revenue.
No, they don't generate a dime.
And Thomas School would have to decide how much does this mean to us to have a softball team or a
rowing team. You had a football team way back in the day, Mark. What's the difference?
Well, do you know where student athletes came from? Because they wanted to be paid around the turn of the century, and that was their loophole around it to say, no, these are student athletes. It started because they wanted to be paid.
Listen,
they were raising money for the schools back in the late 1800s, just like somebody who worked in the cafeteria was raising money for the school, but they got paid and the football players didn't because they knew there was a cost of health care too.
I don't know. I think they're playing football, basketball, whatever, and they're going to a great school. They're eating and drinking for free. They're sleeping for nothing. They get their books for nothing. They get tutors. I don't see what the big deal is. If you're that good, you're gonna go to the pros and you're gonna get paid.
I'll tell you, just like us, all the chicks on campus.
Us growing up. Wait a minute. If I'm gonna go and be a pizza delivery guy at college, I'm gonna get my money. But that's it. I'm not gonna be a professional pizza delivery guy.
I understand that, but you understand how ludicrous it is when you pay a coach $9-10 million.
What about all the other people in the athletic department that are paying?
I get it.
And you spend the money to remain a nonprofit.
They blow money out their ass to remain a nonprofit.
Well, then maybe that rule should change. Then they shouldn't be nonprofit.
They're public
then.
Universities.
So it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be nonprofit.
I'm surprised with
the public university.
I'm
most
surprised,
of them are.
Honestly, that the racial aspect of this has not pushed
shocked,
it to
dude.
The. I don't get it. I mean, and I'm generally not in favor of pushing things because of race, but in that case, I'm surprised it hasn't become part of the argument. But
saying it that way? Why?
Because these are all unpaid black athletes.
But they're going to school.
Yeah, they're going to school, but they're generating billions.
So what?
Billions of dollars.
So what? That's the way it's always been, except the
that's
money.
The way it's always been,
but
sure, but
something
is
mean
that. That's the way they always are.
Remember slavery? That was the way. That's the way it was always for a long time.
The Rick Leeches of the era and the Eddie Georges and all of that.
But the money wasn't anything like it.
I understand
now.
That, but that the cost of living wasn't the same.
No, no,
I mean,
no, no. The TV deal was
the
TV deal. Even if you compared it relatively,
there was
it's
one
all
game on a week.
About money now. Yeah. It's all about money. It's
there's
not
seat
it's
licenses
money, money,
now. There's marketing deals.
Look.
I don't know. They're going to school. They're getting paid. You know what? They're getting everything they want. They don't even have to go to class.
No, but look at do you realize how
living
much
the life.
You realize how hard these guys work too?
So what?
For
so
the school.
What?
So yeah. What?
They're working for free.
They're going for free.
Well, what about an academic scholarship?
Yeah,
why are they allowed to work?
They don't have to run suicides.
And why are they allowed to work in the offseason?
There you go. You got me.
Why are they allowed to sell their own likeness?
Yeah, they can sell their own likeness.
To.
Well, who's going to fucking buy it?
Right.
No, you're right.
Well, they earn the value of their likeness by putting blame
who wants
football
to sell their likeness
in front of millions of people.
Who's selling their likeness?
Anybody would love to for the video game. You
well,
would make
Johnny Manziel did, and he was suspended a half a game.
That was
how
rough.
Much did they pay him?
What did he get? $50,000.
I'm going to write Johnny a letter about that.
How much did he get? How much did he get to go to that school?
Oh, I don't know what there's. Yeah. I don't.
How much was it? $3 million.
I don't know. Was he that big a recruit?
Manziel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
His daddy was
that's
an oil tycoon.
Beside
anyway.
The point. Yeah. Johnny Manziel will never run out of money. That's part of his problem. Is that he's got, you know, family money to sit on. That's why he hasn't played in 3 years.
The way I look at it, these universities are rich. They're loaded. They are they cost so much money. Tuition is through the roof. There's really nothing that has gone up in price like tuition has over the last 30 years. It's incredible. So they're not going to be hurt if they pay these players. I know they have a huge roster. They have
they'll cry,
but they can get away with it by just paying everybody the exact same too in terms of the football team. You don't have
But I think that's
kicker.
Wrong too.
Well, that's when you get into real
now. What are you
going to
do?
That gets crazy.
What do you have a general manager of a school?
How does Ford decide who they're going to pay at what level? How do the Lions decide what place?
That's the excuse. I think that's
not
become
a company.
The excuse. How do we pay them? How would we ever figure out how to pay them all that money?
How does any multi-million-dollar company figure out how to pay people?
They decide what your value is.
Value.
You negotiate
okay,
a value.
Here you go. What's the What are we getting? $15 an hour now? Is that what everyone wants? $15 an hour?
Fast food workers want that.
Okay, so let's pay him 15.
That's why I drove my truck.
All right, let's pay him $15 an hour for 40-hour work week. That's what every college student
should
get. So
that's funny you said, because that's what this cost of attendance or cost of living.
Tom should work for the athletic department.
Put me in charge of it. I'll pay them each $15 an hour. They each get their stipend money. Here's it in cash.
You're missing it.
Do what the hell you want with it.
They already get a stipend. It's like, what, $5,000 or $3,000? Depending on where the school is located.
They make their money. They get to, do what they got to do, and they go to school.
$4,000.
Okay. Well, Tom, you know what? You're making money for Zot Ford, and they give you a car to drive. So just drive the car. Don't make any other income.
No, I agree. Zot Ford is ripping me off. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. I am getting fucked.
Well, you don't have to do it.
I quit.
What is it, all the commission waiving?
Yes. They make $100. They're paying me
$20. I hate to hear this about our biggest advertiser.
They suck.
I just don't like.
They're getting $100. I'm getting $20.
I don't like when people act like the benefits the players are getting is enough than the payment is more than the payment. Everybody gets benefits.
Look at Higdon or.
I don't know.
Or Shea Patterson or these guys. I mean, they are marquee players and something that draws 100,000 people to pay not only $150 a game, but a seat license of, what's the seat license? It's $200 a game, isn't it?
Depends where you sit.
That's one thing you're not going to be able to do.
To me, that's a disgrace.
You're not going to be able to pay them differently. You're going to have to pay them the flat same thing.
They should be paid differently. They absolutely
should
be.
From number one to number 80.
Yeah. Injuries will mess everything up.
No, you guarantee it.
You guarantee.
Yeah, going into the season.
How about the quarterbacks, Drew?
Just like, how do they pay pro football players? How do they decide, oh my God, how are we going to pay these 55 guys?
That's why they get
contracts. They pay baseball players.
They guarantee them a season. They do. Maybe it's a year-to-year thing. I don't know. I just think they're getting ripped off.
You can't cut an NFL player when he's injured.
They get a salary. They get an injury settlement.
Just to give this a little perspective, can you look up the contract that ESPN, what is ESPN?
Each Big Ten school last year from the Big Ten Network, Fox, those deals got $50 million each.
$50 million, and players got nothing.
Now, here's the good thing about that. Rutgers got $50 million, and Michigan got $50 million. Is that fair?
No, it's not.
So there's nothing fair that you could draw up. Nothing.
So why screw the guys who are playing on the field, busting
their
ass?
Not right.
Yeah, I don't really care if the schools
aren't
fair.
Eventually.
Because I think what people are afraid of is you're going to have maybe, 30 teams that dominate and become their own kind of conference
company.
In college football. 30 to 40.
It's going to be east, west, north, and south in the next 15 years.
I don't want to get this deep. I don't want to get this deep into it. We're not going to figure it out here. That's just not going to happen. What is the deal? What does ESPN pay the NCAA? What does ABC pay the NCAA?
Remember, they're done by conference contracts.
I just wonder what the total is.
Okay. I'll look it up.
It's a lot.
And I know it covers a few years.
$7 trillion.
I think it's about right, actually.
$500 billion.
While you're looking that up, I'll wrap up.
Don't forget, there's Fox, there's CBS.
Yeah, the totality is the amount of money is unbelievable. But while you're looking that up, I just want to mention the Beastie Boys book,
an authorized biography or
it's Mike D and Ad Rock. Oh, wrote it.
So it is an autobiography.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's called Beastie Boys Book.
God bless them.
And they said it's a lot like their music. It's a little all over the place. But it sounds... I saw a podcast about it, and they were both interviewed. I thought it was damn good.
Now, I'm intrigued by that. Are they spilling any dirt on themselves? Because they're very enlightened people now.
I wouldn't say dirt, no.
I know they're embarrassed by some of their past, so are they talking about the License to Ill days?
I think they're talking about all of it. Let's see. They're here to talk about Beastie Boys' book, the memoir they spent the past 4 years writing together. Inside the pages, you'll find dozens of first-person episodes from their lives mixed in with photos, cartoons, recipes, and guest testimonials from friends like Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler, huh?
Book... even evokes the Beasties at their surreal, hilarious peak. See the story of the time they ran into Bob Dylan at Dolly Parton's birthday party in 1988. Horovitz claims that Dylan tried to enlist them in a pro-smoking concert. It doubles a tribute to their best friend and bandmate, Adam Yauch, who died of cancer in 2012. In 2014, the grieving friends met at the Brooklyn apartment where Diamond was living at the time. They drew up a long list of memories, which they later wrote about in short, individually signed chapters. We discussed things over the phone, sent photographs. I'm not talking about explicit cell phone pictures. We have sent a lot of dick pics, but not then. Well, Diamond is a popular DJ and Beats One radio host, Horovitz, who lives in Pasadena with his wife, punk pioneer Kathleen Hanna. He's kept a low profile by his own account. He spends much of his time smoking weed, eating soup dumplings, and doing nothing, just chilling.
Soup dumplings sound good right about now.
Well, you love food.
I do.
It's fantastic, he said.
Sounds like a Mason night.
He seems uninterested in keeping up with new music. The radio makes you hate every song in appearing. Same fucking Cardi B song 47 times.
Who said that?
Adam.
Yeah, okay.
Yauch's loss is deeply felt in the book. The band didn't break up. Horovitz writes toward the end. Adam got cancer and died. If that hadn't happened, we'd be making a new record as you read this.
Oh, man.
I know.
Adam was around when Cardi B was?
Well, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
You're talking about Ad Rock.
Yeah, Ad Rock.
Not
Rock.
MCA. I'm trying to. What was the song with all the Beatles? Samples?
Stars on 45.
I know it's on Paul's but geez.
Stars on 45.
Love that song.
Boy, they were great.
I heard it the other day, Drew, and I wanted to play.
What happened to Stars on 45?
You got to see how many there are about the Beatles. There's like seven of them, all different Beatle ones. You got to play it. It's really good. It's really good.
It was.
I thought it was really
good. Wasn't it disco-wise Beatles?
Yes, it's good.
I was not a huge fan.
I want you to play it. What if you done with this?
It was number one.
It was good. Really good.
There's I'm not a fan. Album out there called The Beastles, where they take their raps and put them over straight Beatles songs.
The Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a couple.
Never heard that.
There's a ton of Beatles samples in this song.
One song always gets mentioned. It's got Sgt. Pepper samples.
It's this one, yeah.
Yeah, there's the,
there's
Sgt. Pepper's.
You can hear it right there.
Love me. That's from Abbey Road.
That's right, my name's Yao.
God, I love that fucking group. When's that book out?
It's out, I believe it's out October 30th.
I want that.
Cool.
I want that too. 590 pages.
Oh, God. Can you just read it to me?
I want that.
I don't have time for that.
Why don't you listen to it? Get by it on...
Oh, yeah.
You can have somebody read it to you.
Yeah.
Can someone read it and put it on YouTube, and then I'll listen to it there?
Audiobook that shit.
Yeah, they probably read it to you themselves.
Brandon, Doc, can you bring up Stars on 45, the Beatles ones?
What?
You'll see.
What year was this, like 78?
No, in the 80s.
Was it the 80s?
Yeah, in the 80s.
I remember it was all over the radio. It was like, why are the Beatles songs disco-ized? Yeah, all the Stars at 45 started like this, right?
Yes.
And then they go into the band they're doing.
Then they do the band. There's even an Archie's reference in here. You can move it up a little bit. Move it up a little. Yeah. Oh, back more, back. Yeah, stop from here.
This has got to be 70s.
Oh, this is 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me my phone, Brandon.
Listen. This is, of course, Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Now it goes into the Beatles. That
sounds great.
Oh, it's really good, Mark.
That sounds cool.
I want you to listen to the Beatle jams.
Is there a record scratch or something?
Yes. No, they just go right into it. No record scratch needed.
What the hell happened to Stars on 45?
Listen, here it comes. Listen to that. It even sounds like the Beatles.
And Homer.
I know. Get him out of there for a minute.
Get him out of there. Hey, Homer, get out of there.
Listen to this.
Wow, they use I'll Be Back and No Reply? Those aren't even big Beatles songs.
There's another one that has all different Beatles songs in it. They have different ones. What year did you find?
1980.
There you go.
Disco.
Love disco.
Hey, going back to your question, because I got sidetracked by the Beastie Boys. Just for the college football playoffs themselves, yeah. Which is what, three games?
Yep.
$475 million a year.
And the players get nothing.
No, they get a, they get
oh, they get the scholarship and room board. No, and no, that's already covered by the regular season.
Wait, half a billion just for the last three games.
Yes,
well, don't forget they get they get to go and stay at the best hotels, eat the best food.
Yeah, because they're not paying them.
They get to go to Disney. They get to go to Universal Studios.
They said, "Would you go to Disney?"
Universal Studios. They get.
That's right. They get a 500.
Oh,
they get a shopping spree that's capped at $600.
Hey, bring your family too. We'll let them come too.
Yeah, they get all of that.
They have to pay for that.
Bullshit. They all get taken care of. Bullshit.
What are you talking about? Maurice Clarette couldn't fly back because of her funeral.
You know what I'll do? I'll take my share of the, let's say, NFL players make, at one time, I think it was 46% of the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my share of the 46% revenue. I'll pay for my own hotel room.
Okay.
42%, where would you know, how would you know where to stay? The team stays at one place?
The internet.
Okay.
I'll Uber to the game too. They don't have to provide me a bus.
You're gonna make it on time.
Give me my share.
What parking lot are you gonna park in when you get to the stadium?
Maybe the worst negotiator
I've
ever
Beckman
seen.
Parking. I'm taking Uber. The Beckman parking.
I'm not
this guy
stuck.
Can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
By the way, the other day was like the anniversary of the closing of Tiger Stadium. Do you remember the end of September of 99?
Rob Fick.
Was that the 19-year anniversary?
Fick slam?
Played of a Fick home run. Listen, Beckman was really good on the play-by-play.
Yeah, very all right.
Very, he gets passed over.
But it's
kinda.
Not a sports podcast.
Even with all those libelous people around him.
Counted out in the future. Listen, wearing Norm Cash's number 25. Remember, Al told him he'd hit a home run today.
Hey. Oh, he did! There she goes! And it is on the roof! Oh.
Frank called it.
Robert Fick, a grand slam that hits the roof and comes back. K-Y called it.
Where were you, Tom?
I have a question.
I was there.
Were you in the booth?
Yeah.
With Jim Price Jr.?
Yep, Jimmy Jr.
Remember,
and me.
Robert Fick was doing a podcast with Lenny Dykstra, wasn't he?
He was?
I
think you're right.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that podcast?
I think Lenny lost interest after the first one. Should we call him?
The Ficker could stay right with Lenny, I think.
Was that part of pod fading, perhaps?
Maybe. Should we call him?
Lenny?
I've never been here when he called Lenny. I would love to.
Let's call him tomorrow.
Come on. I want to talk to him about game six of the 86
NLCS. Definitely call him tomorrow.
Come on.
Is there Lenny? Well, it's not a sports podcast.
We can
only ask Lenny about
his
other events in his life.
You do that, and then I'll get my one question.
And then you'll preview tonight's game. You'll ask questions about the game.
No, I will not.
Both games on at the same time?
They're not. There's only one game tonight.
Yeah, one game tonight, one game tomorrow.
One tomorrow.
Yeah, the Cubs season down to one fucking game. They won 97 games.
They'll win tonight. Relax.
Yeah, what a what a cool sport. You play 163 games.
What the hell is that?
It is a great sport.
I love baseball. I don't understand this one game business.
Did you see their new promo for the playoffs?
Mm-mm. But I bet you it's great.
They're embracing, because you know how there's been that whole thing about the unwritten rules and how people are very stodgy, like, oh, you don't act that way in baseball. Major League Baseball is finally saying, no, we like bat flips. We like personalities. It's actually a really cool ad. It made me pumped up to watch the playoffs.
What?
You know what time it is, right?
This isn't the one I saw, but.
Oh, fine.
At least they have Migos involved.
Screw your promo. Mine's not good enough.
I'm going home. I don't know. It's just kind of cool to see them going, oh, yeah, maybe we want to have a little bit of personality.
Can we call Lenny? People.
Yeah. Is Lenny in the news in any way, shape, or form?
He's really not right now.
You know, last thing I heard, he was doing a podcast with Robert Fick.
Okay.
Fick hit a home run on the roof at Tiger Stadium?
It's not a sports podcast.
I understand it, but it's history.
Was it on the roof?
Yeah. They hit the roof and bounced back.
Who, Fick?
Yeah.
He also
who was the last guy to hit a grand slam on the roof for the Tigers?
Cecil.
On Tiger Stadium.
I know, it's not a sports podcast.
I know, but they call him a 4A player, basically. But he was the last guy to
who
do
cares?
It. Grand slam on the roof.
Who the
Tiger
fuck
Stadium
cares?
For the Tigers.
Who gives a
Can
fuck?
Can you give a better clue?
Was it the left hand?
He was Hispanic.
Tony Phillips?
No, he was Hispanic.
Oh, my God, who cares?
Opposing player?
No. Played on the Tigers.
Tigers?
A Hispanic who was a 4A player. That really slims it down.
His initials are KG. And it's not
Kareem
Kevin Garnett.
Garcia?
Kareem Garcia, yes.
Whatever happened.
That was a great waste of time.
Kareem!
All right, just figured I'd let you know.
Who's that dude?
Drew, why do you always have to roll your eyes the minute I bring up a sport?
Well, no, it's just sports.
Nobody cares.
I do. I like sports, but it's not a sports podcast.
I didn't bring it. Can't I just bring it up?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
It's not a Kavanaugh podcast, but you talk about him.
kind of the biggest story in the nation.
I'm bigger than the Tigers.
And we haven't talked about it yet.
Tom made a strong statement about Judge Kavanaugh today. You support Judge Kavanaugh because...
He knows Chris Dudley, and he used to go to school with him. Played for, of course, the Nets and
the story
a number
being,
of other teams.
Judge Kavanaugh was allegedly part of a bar brawl.
Why in high school?
I think he was in college. Yeah,
he was. He was in college.
After a UB40 concert.
He was at a UB40 concert, which I think is about as controversial as almost anything.
The fact that he would go to
UB40 concert because there was probably pot smoke in the air. He might have been high. Ooh. Anyways, allegedly at the bar afterwards, he and his group were staring at this guy because they thought he was the lead singer of UB40. The guy got pissed because he thought they were like being badass.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. He was not the UB40 lead singer.
Oh, he was giving him the stink eye.
Yeah. And ends up that words are exchanged, and then Judge Kavanaugh allegedly threw ice at the guy, and Chris Dudley threw a glass at the guy and hit him in the ear, and he bled, and the cops came, and there was a police report made. I don't think anybody was arrested.
You know what this means?
What?
Absolutely nothing.
Not much.
Although, I do get pissed because I keep hearing this, like... Everybody I know has been in a bar fight.
What do you want to do, huh?
Like, really? I only know one person who's been in a bar fight.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
And I can't think of a time I've been in a bar where I've seen a bar fight.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Jeez, someone's never been to Burrville.
I've got hit on the head by
a
bottle.
I've seen plenty of bar fights. As far as my friends?
I only know one person.
There have been a few. But, you know, when you're talking about, I don't know, I have to say this, and I know somebody's going to take it the wrong way. Between... When I was 16 and 21, a lot of shit happened. A lot of crazy, funny shit, goofy shit, stuff. I don't know, that probably would disqualify me for a lot of things if that was being judged on it. But as far as his drinking and all that, which, I mean, his drinking has become such an issue.
Is he a drinker now?
Well, that's, I'm like, well, what about the last 25 years? Is he still a drunk? Is he still having problems? Are there still issues with his drinking? I really don't know.
Neither do I.
No, the drinking shouldn't be an issue anyway.
Not back in the day.
I don't think it should be an issue anyway.
Unless he went to jail and did something
unless he's getting in trouble.
That's another story.
This was his only comment today.
You've been drinking as long as me. You build up a tolerance.
There you go. So. Although I didn't like in the hearing when he's like, have you? Back to the center.
Well,
like,
you know what's funny about
that?
That
was dick.
That was really dumb. Well, it wasn't a job interview. No, it's not a job interview. He was defending himself against sexual assault allegations. That's not a job interview. That's not a job interview.
You have to confirm him to be Supreme Court justice.
But I would call it defending yourself against sexual assault allegations. I'm sorry.
I misphrased it. It's not their hearing. It's his hearing. So stop asking them the questions. I thought that was really shitty.
Well, I think he was trying to strategize, and I'm not defending him. I thought it was stupid too. But can I tell you something else is stupid? Being criticized because her parents are alcoholics and children of alcoholics apparently.
Yeah, it's dumb. I think the alcohol that was part of it.
So many
stupid.
There's
anyway.
So many stupid things coming out of this. MSNBC last night interviewed Julie Swetnick.
Yeah.
Have you heard all the shit about Julie Swetnick? This person is so not credible.
How could they not have interviewed?
Fucking believe.
How could they not have known all of that about her before they made her their number one interview?
I don't know. I have to tell you,
they don't care.
The fact that this story even came out is so irresponsible. And there was something.
Is it worth it for him all this shit? Really? Is it really?
I don't think so.
Why?
I really don't.
Supreme Court justice.
Job for life.
Pretty big gig.
If I could go back in time, if I were him, and just go back to being a judge, me personally, I would say, fuck, I would never put my family through that.
Yeah.
No way.
I'm with you.
I don't know if he feels that way. He's a guy who's pretty hard-charging, get to the top.
Power hungry.
Yeah. So probably he would probably say it's worth it.
Did you hear the other accusation against him that he had to respond to in closed committee?
No.
I was at a party with a friend I'd been drinking. She left with another boy, leaving me to find my own way home. Kavanaugh and a friend offered me a ride home. And this, by the way, I'll admit, it's totally irresponsible for me to read this. I don't know the other boy's name. I was in the car to go home. His friend was behind me in the back seat. Kavanaugh kissed me forcefully. I told him I only wanted a ride home. Kavanaugh continued to grope me all over my clothes, forcing his kisses on me and putting his hand under my sweater. No! I yelled at him. The boy in the back seat reached around, putting his hand over my mouth and holding my arm to keep me in the car.
I want to kiss you.
And I screamed into his hand. Kavanaugh continued forcing himself on me. Pulled up my sweater and bra, exposing my breasts, and reached into my panties, inserting his fingers into my vagina. My screams were silenced by the boy in the back seat covering my mouth and groping me as well. Kavanaugh slapped me and told me to be quiet and told me to perform oral sex on him. Oh. He climaxed my mouth. They forced me to go in the back seat and took turns raping me several times. They dropped me off 2 blocks from my house. No one believe you if I tell. Be a good girl, he told me. Blah, blah, blah. Jane Doe, Oceanside, California.
Good girl.
To which he responded, I'm amazed in the United States that you can get the amount of attention for being a totally bogus BS charge that this received. Just made up about me and my friends, too. As you know, this is just, it's a disgrace. It's a circus.
Well,
I mean, that one's the problem with that is a claim like that, which is so ludicrous and so over the top, takes credibility away from what I think is a legitimate claim.
But what
whether
if that
or not
one
he did
came
it
out
with
first?
Dr. Blasey Ford.
What if that claim would have came out first, though, Mark?
It would have been laughed at. That's why there wasn't a hearing for this. This was just a letter
it's personally
he has to respond to
themselves.
That's a he said, she said.
But
no,
the person's unidentified.
They're unidentified. Yeah. And it was in closed hearing, so nobody gives that any credence.
But what if someone leaks it?
Well, they did.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
And then it becomes a he said, she said. So what if that one would have came out first?
Who is leaking all this shit? Is there any interest in that? I mean, this supposedly Christine Ford didn't even want to be identified.
Yeah.
So is that, I mean, isn't that wrong that somebody said, too bad, bitch?
Yeah. She didn't have to testify, though. You mean, do you give her credit for doing that?
Oh, no, I give her credit, absolutely, for doing that. I'm not knocking her. I'm just saying, why somebody, I mean, this would have been dealt with internally, but apparently my guess is someone thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if we could mobilize the entire left to come down like nobody's business on this guy?
Without a doubt. And the fact that they held it on as long as they did was pretty shitty, too.
Right.
We know why they did that. But it's still, the fact is that she had to testify then at that point.
You know what?
So
I don't even think she had to testify because we don't
she
vote.
Have to testify.
No, I don't think she
I
should
think
have.
It's worth
why
it
did
for
she
to testify?
Testify on TV? Why was that on TV? Why should she have to testify to that on TV?
Part of the deal was she wanted to do it in public and not in closed hearings.
Oh, part of the deal.
Part of the negotiation.
Well,
I mean, it's all a negotiation.
Okay, well, then it makes me wonder. But whatever.
Oh, you think she wanted to be on TV?
Not really. Jeez. No, I don't know. I don't know what to think. A lot of this stuff.
I don't know how you can't watch that and think that something happened to her. Whether or not he did it, but something happened to her that was pretty awful.
I think so. Well,
how does she even get on television?
It'll be interesting to see what the FBI comes up with. And funny now that everyone's arguing over what the FBI investigation, which
it's
everyone so desperately wanted and was supposed to satisfy some people, does not satisfy people because it should be about his lies. He lied about the Devil's Triangle, boofing.
Those aren't, no.
No, a lot of people are saying he committed perjury. He lied about his drinking. Chad Luddington. Have you seen Chad Luddington? Can you play audio of Chad Luddington,
by the way?
Correct
me if I'm wrong, but that's not the definition of perjury when you make a little, I mean, you're not.
Well, to some people it is, but can you play Chad Luddington audio? This guy, what a putz, by the way.
Who's this dude?
If somebody was in my class and I was up for something, I wouldn't expect some butthole to come forward and say, he got drunk!
This is the guy
look at this tool.
This is the guy that they, like, shoved in the closet and said, we're going out, Luddington, and locked the door and went out without him? Is that
maybe they berated him when they were drunk.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. Frankly, I think he deserves it. I'd love to get drunk and berate this guy. I support Kavanaugh 100% whatever he did to this guy.
Luddington, wash my dirty undies! And they throw them at him as they go out. Kavanaugh.
Exactly.
Is named in a police report about an incident that stemmed from drinking and being angry out
his
one night.
Name,
you know
angry.
About this
his name just screams the kind of person that would do this. I don't know why.
Do. In fact, I knew a great deal about this report.
Tell me.
Well, it all began, that evening began. In fact, I know the date now. I found it in the Hartford Current.
He found it in his calendar.
Oh,
program
Chad.
Guide for September 1985, and Chris Dudley and Brett Kavanaugh and I
Dudley probably had his hand on his head while he was swinging at him. Can't get close to him.
They were a popular reggae band of the 1980s.
Oh, shut up. No, UB40 is.
At something called the Palace Theater, and it was a Wednesday night, so it was sort of an odd night to be going out, but the concert was a good one.
Oh, and
so
and
after the concert,
just wanted to drink.
We went to a bar called Demery's, and we were drinking, and I assume beer.
Making this up as you go along, Chad?
And
there's too many details. I feel like he is making it up.
Get the hook on this guy.
looked very similar to the lead singer.
He has his dream weavering. He's not assuming the topic anymore.
This is Dudley.
We kind of give him the eye, looking at this guy, and we're kind of asking, is that really him? Could he be here? And
it's kind of a funny story, actually.
We'll go introduce ourselves and say, great show, and maybe, you know, share a beer with him, whatever.
Yeah, the UB40 lead singer is just having a beer at the bar.
He saw us looking at him and didn't like the fact that we were looking at him.
So stop looking at him.
So he said something like, you know, what the hell are you looking at?
Can you edit the story, Chad?
I said, we just thought you were the
lead singer. Don't look at me! I'm going to tell the story in Cliff Notes when he's done.
And he said something
look at me when I'm talking to you!
You know, I'm not, and screw off or something to that degree.
God, what a nerd.
I know the story.
I want to hear the rest of it. Hold on.
Through his beer at the guy. I actually now found out from the report that it wasn't shots beer right that now. I had misremembered. It was,
misremembered. Roger Clemens line.
And whatever the drink was that he was drinking, I guess that is... You know, we weren't drinking water, so it must have been some sort of mixed drink.
Holy shit, he takes forever to say nothing.
Well, the fellow,
oh my God, do you ever stop talking?
Fuck you. Well, something to that effect.
Wait, said fuck you on CNN?
CNN?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I love Cuomo's reaction.
Or something to that effect. And through the ice at the guy. And the guy, understandably, even though he had been aggressive in his response, found that was a little one step too far. So he took a swing at Brett, and then they were kind of two guys fighting. That was all very quick. And then at that point, Chris Dudley, who had his drink in his hand, proceeded to smash it up against the guy's head. The melee went on very briefly. I don't know what Brett was doing exactly, but I was pulling.
You're doing nothing.
Cowering.
Yeah.
I was
pulling. You're in the bathroom.
His phone went off, too. Yeah, oh, yeah. the guy's a total
texting him.
A total buffoon.
The other guy back.
Look at Cuomo's face. He's laughing at the whole thing.
My favorite shouting. Part. And I don't know how many minutes it was. It wasn't very many at all, frankly.
Wow, show up. That is a long story, and, but quite well told.
Oh, my God, Ludington.
Questions about, you know...
give me 20, Ludington! And,
but...
blah, blah!
Are you crying, Ludington?
The smashing of the glass against...
Cuomo has not said a fucking thing.
Chris, I know. Was,
is this guy any help in this fight?
And taken down
no.
to jail.
No.
Deadhead, would I really like in a story?
Was questioned and I was questioned, Andy. And I forget exactly.
Tattle.
How sequence turned out, but
okay.
Yeah, well, the sequence from there. I called the coach, and the coach
first thing Cuomo says is okay,
and picked up Chris
because they have to take a break now.
Later, and
it's time for Don Lemon's show. He's been talking so.
Wow. Now Chris Dudley does not agree with the story. I think there's a story. But I forgot exactly what Chris does. He supports Kavanaugh in some way. I think
he's running.
He wasn't,
isn't he running for something now?
Yeah, he ran for something in Oregon, I think, in 2010, and I think he might be running again. But he says there was some altercation, but I think he said something to the fact that Kavanaugh was not a belligerent drunk or a blackout drunk. I don't know. By the way, do we know when people black out? Do they always tell us they black out?
Oh, yeah.
I find out about it the next morning.
Don't we always recap how much we
no,
drink?
You find... No, I mean, do you go around telling people, wow, I blacked out? Is it public information that you blacked out?
Because of this show, yeah.
Okay. If you weren't on this show?
Well...
I know Kavanaugh doesn't seem like the guy who went around saying he blacked out, but I suspect it sounds like the guy's a fucking lush and he probably did black out, at least from 70...
I don't know, have you?
Blacked out? I think I have blacked out.
He's a grown man now.
I think I've done things on remote control when I was really bombed. I think I raped anyone.
Has he blacked out in the last 5 years?
I don't know.
10 years.
We learned from Chappelle that white people always talk about how much they drink.
Last week, fucking smashed, man. I can listen to that shit all night. Dude, remember at Frank's last week? It's fucking smashed, man. And catalogs, perfect. Everything they drink. Two shots of Jaeger.
kill, four bong hits men, beer, cheeseburger.
That shit is great. The only bad part is you cannot pass out around white people. Every time white dudes pass out around each other, they always do some borderline gay shit when the guy's asleep.
Frank fell asleep, so we like stuck a carrot in his ass and put shaving cream on his balls. Like,
why, motherfucker? Why would you do that to a friend of yours? He trusted you enough to sleep around you, gonna put a carrot in his ass? Is that nice?
Nice.
I tell you right now, if I put a carrot in a black dude's ass, that nigga will kill you when he wakes up for some shit like that. That is an automatic death sentence on the street. It's a rat for you. I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened? I fell asleep at his house, right? We was drinking, and I fell asleep at his house, and while I was sleeping, right? I'm just going to kill that motherfucker. That's all you need to know.
That is great.
He's the best.
That is phenomenal.
He's the best.
Well, it really wasn't fun to get drunk without talking about it.
I know, but the way he does it is just so cool. So light.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sure the FBI investigation will satisfy everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the scope is very clear.
Well, I know they talked to Mark Judge, and they're done with that. but they have not talked to Mark Judge's girlfriend, and she is up in arms about it.
Oh, boy. Guess they didn't talk to too many people originally, did they?
Hmm.
No. Mm-mm. Not enough.
There's my fucking phone. God damn it.
Someone's popular.
By the way, did you see LeBron the other night? I'm sick of the Lakers.
Not a sports podcast.
Listen,
he got helicoptered from the game to his house.
Yeah, just like Billy Joel does for his
helicoptered.
Country.
Like Matt Lauer.
Get to the chopper!
Fucking LeBron.
Let's see how long Mass can go without bringing up anything sports related.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's now 22 minutes before the hour.
Chad Luddington will still be talking.
Wow. I wonder if CNN regrets having him on
yes.
for being a bad guest.
And for swearing.
Yeah.
What's
the problem? That's not in safe harbor.
No, it was at 6 o'clock, I thought.
Nice going, Luddington.
He's an idiot.
I wonder.
What's longer?
Strikes me as a very marginal friend. I think he's the friend that barely made the cut. He must have had a lot of money or something.
Yeah, he's the one they always picked on. He's the one that stuck a carrot in his ass.
What does Chad Luddington do, I wonder?
He's a raconteur.
He strikes me, wouldn't you think he'd be in finance? I mean, he can't be in law. There's no way he's
in
law.
No. No, I can't even see him being in finance. He doesn't have a way with numbers.
I'm pretty sure he's been homeless.
Only tie he owns.
Might be a virgin. Maz did make a contribution to the show today. I just want people
really?
To know. He did. He pointed me in the direction of the policy at Little Caesars Arena for the Kevin Hart show.
Oh, yeah. They sent me that email, too.
It's this Friday. I sent it to you.
They sent it to me.
I know, but
you got it.
You can take your cell phone. You can take your cell phone to the Kevin Hart show, but you can't text, you can't talk on your phone, you can't take photos, you can't take videos, and you can't be on social media.
Then why would you need your phone?
Well, if you want to go to the concourse, you can do all that stuff.
Oh. Well, isn't that... No.
And you'll be removed from the arena if you are seen texting, talking, taking photos, taking videos, or on social media. So if they see you on Facebook, what if you're on YouTube? Is that okay?
That's social media.
What if you're typing an email?
You should be. Yeah, that's
they didn't not, say they mention email. Yeah.
What if they sneak Facebook Live? Are they going to track the guy down in the audience?
He just said that. No social media.
Well, I'm just saying. They put it in their pocket and put it on.
I don't have a problem with that, except.
What if they just bag the phones like they did for Jack White?
Do you have a problem with it? This policy?
Texting?
Well, texting's a little silly. You should be able to text.
Talking on your phone? Well, talking.
Talking, I think if you're paying talking for is
your
rude.
Ticket, I say if you're paying for your ticket, you could be able to bring it in.
And you use it any way you want?
Yeah.
I don't. What's wrong with being on social media? Well, I guess you could be recording. I would say recording of any kind is wrong, but social media, what's wrong? I want to check my Facebook page.
What's wrong with
see if we pass 17,000 likes.
That's nice.
You can't wait Kevin's 2 hours while Kevin Hart's
performing? It's a slow spot. It's a dead spot in the show, and my phone's the only toy I have.
Exactly.
Then you have bigger problems.
I don't know. I'm just bored. If I'm at Kevin Hart, I'm going to be bored.
Then leave.
If anyone is caught using their cell phones in the seating area, arena ball suites, and gondolas, they will be asked to leave the building. No warnings and no refunds will be given. Signs will be posted reminding patrons as they enter the venue to respect the tour's cell phone policy.
He just doesn't want it to be taped. That's got to be what it is.
Out, out, out.
Texting. Texting.
That's pretty stupid. Did you see the Louis C.K. article? They have a new policy because of Louis, the comedy seller.
His surprise show. He did another surprise show.
Yeah, he performed on Sunday.
Got mixed reviews. Controversial comedian dropped by for another unannounced set just after midnight. Can you hand me my phone, Brandon? God damn it.
Sounds like an emergency.
Do I already have it? What the fuck is this?
We should adopt the Kevin Hart policy.
After making a stand-up return to the same club in late August, first reported CK's impromptu performance didn't sit well with some patrons. You know, I only heard like one guy said he was offended. Adding at least two people walked out after his reveal. They're using the term reveal for a surprise comedy appearance.
It's pretty weak.
Reveal.
Surprise.
Reveal is when on the Swan you go through all the plastic surgery to get hot and they reveal you. That's a reveal.
Yeah, when you're standing in front of the mirror and they can just see part of you.
Right. Twitter user Allie Breen expressed some disdain. Louis C.K. did another surprise drop-in set last night in New York City. Guess he hasn't been watching the Kavanaugh hearings during his time out.
Yes.
Oh, God, you bitch.
Oh.
Shut up.
What an asshole.
Who is
that is such a, hey, look at my tweet.
User Mr. Jeriggs, who's in the audience.
That's a great name.
Pointed out accusations against CK.
Just saw a middle-aged man with red hair who enjoys pleasuring himself at the comedy cellar.
What? Who doesn't enjoy, what red-haired person doesn't enjoy pleasuring themselves?
Of course.
You could have added pleasuring themselves in front of people that don't want to see him pleasure himself. That would have made it specific. Despite some backlash, audio from the beginning of CK's set obtained by THR revealed.
That's real quick on that last tweet. I was looking at it, Mr. Driggs, and a huge tweet. I mean, it had 4 likes and everything.
What?
Yeah, 4 likes, but the first, hello, I'm a reporter with the USA Today. I was wondering if I could ask you a couple of questions about Sunday Night Show at the Comedy Center. I look forward to hearing from you.
Oh, God. Thanks, Cindy, C-Y-D-N-E-Y.
So, yeah, see, this social media is just driving.
I know, it's just driving the news, even when it means nothing.
Here's the intro and the response he got. So they seem
sounds like a lot of animosity to me.
Because I'm gay.
Thank you. You are so generous. Thank you.
You've been very kind. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
I must be a bad person because I would go see him do stand-up.
Well, why doesn't he put his name on the venue and have dates and sell tickets instead of doing these drop-in shows, which trigger people.
Protested. If you do that, it'll be protested.
Well, but to his defense, he's done that, and that's how he develops his new routine.
Under the circumstances,
it would be a better idea to just say, Louis C.K. is appearing. Would you like to see him?
Well, because
anyone
of
who has
that,
a problem, please don't show up.
Because of that and people being triggered and you're worried about people being triggered, they have adopted a new policy at the end of that story. I think I highlighted it on the other flip side. Flip it over. They have a new policy.
In response, a comedy club implemented a new swim at your own risk policy, which allows patrons to leave during an unannounced appearance without paying their check.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
So that means people who aren't offended but just don't want to pay their bill can leave.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good
loophole, man.
Sounds like a good gig.
You fucking offend me.
Meanwhile, Lenny Dykstra just tweeted about Mickey Rourke. He's still pissed at him.
Is he? Well, maybe we can get on TMZ again.
He's got a new... What is Perfect Pawn? Is that a betting thing? Because he's got... He's plugging something called Perfect Pawn. And he's got his World Series predictions. And then the tweet before that was, hey, Mickey Rourke, you stole me 30 large, you foaming at the mouth Cujo bitch. Bring it. And then he's got a nice cute dog emoji on there.
Who's he pick for his World Series, by the way?
Maz, you just broke the violation occurred within 6 minutes.
Go sit in the other room for 6 minutes.
It looks like it's trying to be a hardcore
football
pun.
Up 13%.
Maz.
Football up 13%.
You're getting a timeout.
What football? 13% of what?
11%, my bad. Monday Night Football up 11% in the ratings. Yes.
Okay, now you're getting close.
It's 14 minutes before the hour, and Mark, next time there's a 10-minute timeout.
He's just not going to say anything, though.
What's on your phone?
I'm just looking at Twitter.
Tom's going to want time served because he's not going to say anything.
I should already have it.
Did you see Jeremy Jackson? His very hot ex,
yeah.
The loser from Baywatch.
Yes, yeah,
yeah.
And,
he's got
celebrity rehab.
He's got an extremely hot ex, and he was on that rehabilitation program where they were going to rehabilitate losers' careers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you about Jeremy Jackson in just a second. He has a very hot ex who is homeless.
Ooh, what?
But first,
is he on Cameo?
I bet he is. Will you check in for new Cameo people, Brandon?
I didn't see him, but I did see...
Oh, there's someone.
Hey, guys, it's Richard Roper here. Yeah. I'm the guy that goes to see all the movies so you don't have to, and then I tell you which ones you do need
to
see.
He's on Cameo?
Really excited to be here on Cameo. Hit me up. Let me know what you want to talk about. Maybe you know somebody who's going to film school.
Hey,
maybe
where's
you
Ebert?
Know someone who thinks they're a real movie
Cisco
expert,
was
whatever
better.
The case may be.
He's trying to tell people
can't wait to interact with
who
you guys.
Might, because he knows some. Very... Who would want a shout-out from Richard Roper?
How much is he?
If it's over,
75
if it's
bucks.
Over 50 bucks, I'm appalled.
60.
60? Okay.
Well, at least we should have him do one.
I was close. 75.
Do one
I don't want one from him.
Hi, I'm Richard Roper. If it's not in 3D, I'm not interested. It's so stupid.
I don't even want one from him. I really
60
don't.
60 bucks.
There's a lot of new people on Cameo, but I don't know a single one of them. They're all influencers nowadays.
Okay.
It's just influencers. Oh, and Johnny Sins, too.
Who?
Google him.
Johnny Sins?
Johnny Sins.
While you're Googling, buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsIndeed.com is different, way different than any place else. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for $3 a month, no questions asked. They could do that too. However, it's not the best way to deliver the customers a world-class experience. At Zot, they believe it's about people, customers, and employees. They realize happy, satisfied employees generate very happy, satisfied customers. Price is very important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy is what works best. A well-rounded experience, not just a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, one-time deal. So shop around first if you must, then come see Zot. While you're there, play a game of foosball, get in the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, and just kick back and enjoy a good cup of coffee and warm smiles from your dealer that genuinely cares, only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And then there are Yaldo customers, like Laura, registered nurse and mother of two, says she's had glasses since she was six. Waking up and falling asleep is amazing now. No dried out contacts, no smudged up lenses, no paying an arm and a leg for either. Best decision I've ever made.
Not dried up either.
Best decision I've made hands down. And with Dr. Yaldo's office, you can finance right through them. Laura got custom LASIK, got it with Dr. Yaldo because he's Michigan's most experienced. And after 30,000 LASIK procedures, he's a master. He won't touch you unless he's certain. You'll be thrilled with the results. It's why my sister is seeing him next week for multifocal implants. Right. The Rolls-Royce surgery for people 45 plus. She will never need reading glasses. Will have great near and far vision for life. Don't settle for mediocre vision with old technology like Laura and thousands of others. Throw it away and see like an eagle. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yaldo Eye Center.
So Johnny Sins is an actor. You want to hear some of his work?
Oh, sounds interesting. What's he been in?
Let's see what this one's
Pornhub.
It's the beginning of one of his scenes. He's opening the door.
Come on in, sucker.
Very attractive Asian has walked in.
Just a struggling actor with a thick.
Oh, I guess there's not many lines to know. He's just making out with the chick.
Just like that?
Yeah.
In, out, three times.
While you're taking a look at that, hang on a sec. I was going
to... It sins.
I was going to quit.
Oh, fuck!
I was going to just...
Come on, cut it out, Sins. You know, I'm a little worried about Brandon's enthusiasm when he saw Johnny Sins was on Cameo.
What's he charging, Brandon?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look.
He's got to be 25 bucks.
While you're looking, I'm just going to mention Hall Financial is offering free appraisals. And those free appraisals, by the way, are if you originate a loan with them, which could also save you money. And God, we got a great note from Jason Towler, who says, my time with Hall Financial has been amazing. I came to them as a hot mess, recently divorced. He had some other issues. He had a few hiccups and stuff got cleaned up on his own. But he said Delane and Casey never, ever gave up. They kept fighting and trying. My measly refinance is not going to make a ton of commission, but you'd think with the treatment, I was a billion-dollar refi. My ex-wives, well, I don't know if we want all that stuff. Maybe he does want all that stuff. He was taken to court to sell his house because, you know, it was just one of those messy
yada,
things.
Yada, yada, yada.
That's when they came to the plate and got me done on the date. I was to head back to court where he would be forced to sell if he didn't refinance. I see. Okay, I get the story. They saved my home, my four-year-old son's home, my current life, my ability to keep running my Camp Zip, a nonprofit year-round camp I run for adults with disabilities. Wow, what a great story.
Look at dude.
And he thanks Hall Financial for all that. He says, I may or may not have cried tears of joy. Thank you for the amazing job. Made a customer for life. Wow.
Huh.
That's quite an endorsement from Jason. So call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or click the link on our website today. Click the link, and they will help you crunch the numbers or whatever you need to do, refi. Maybe it's a new thing you can originate. And get a free appraisal from Hall Financial. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 146743, by Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, what's up, guys? Johnny Sins here.
What's up, guys?
I'm here to tell you about Kappa Sigma. The Kappa Alpha chapter is the greatest fraternity on UNLV campus. If you don't, I'm going to fuck your girl or your mom
Jesus.
Or anybody you care about. Rush Kappa Sigma, baby.
Well, what kind of threat is that?
Oh, my God. Is that stupid?
What's up, Stoss? This is Johnny Sins.
A one-take Sins.
I hope you had a great time traveling around the world. And welcome back to Perth, Australia, my man. That's a beautiful place to live, I'll tell you what. I know a couple of hot girls that live in Perth.
Of course
so
you do.
So maybe I'll come out to Perth and we can hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, brother. Welcome home, I'm in.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
What's up? Johnny Sins here. I just want to give a shout out to my boy, Red Shorts, a.k.a. Daddy Dangle. And tell Dylan he needs to get a haircut because he's starting to look like a janitor. And he gets no bitches. And buy Daddy Dangle, Red Shorts album when it comes out.
What's up, guys? My name's Johnny Sins, and welcome to Sins TV. Today, I've got an awesome video for you guys for anybody that's looking to have better sex and last longer in bed. I'm gonna give you guys some tips,
ooh,
tricks, hacks,
nothing like
whatever
tips
you want to call it,
gave
my little
for better
hole
sex.
Quite a
and if you're new here, don't forget to subscribe and ring that notification bell because who knows what YouTube.
Oh, cut out, creep. Why are you such a big fan of Sins, Brandon?
I'm not. I just noticed the name. He was on Cameo. I didn't put him there.
What's all these dudes that want Johnny Sins?
You were really
shouting
excited.
At their buddies.
Don't you remember the meme?
Is he
that
a gay star?
Through?
Is he in gay porn?
No.
Could be.
He basically. He's the dude.
Mark, can you check and see if he's been in any gay
porn?
He
has tons.
I don't know if he has. Sins?
I'm only basing that on Brandon's history.
Sins and
like that's
James
where you saw
Dean.
His hesitancy.
Those are the two dudes who basically get to nail all the hottest porn stars. And so they're
Sins?
Yeah.
Really?
Sins
he,
and
he
who?
Nails them all. He's the one who gets all the hottest
porn stars. Estimated size?
I don't know. Niner?
Nine?
Yeah. What? I don't know. You want to see his wiener?
No. I'm just asking you. You're the expert
no, you're
on
the
his
one
wiener.
Drew obviously is interested
I guess
in size.
I never really measured it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You've seen it enough. I've seen it going to guys' butts.
There you go. There you go. That's him.
What? That's
wow,
it?
Boy,
that's
you sure found
nine.
That fast.
How tall is he? There's nothing to compare that to.
He's like six on the... He's,
I don't know what kind of forced perspective
he's the,
this is.
He's the bald dude who has like no hair on his body.
Honestly, there's nothing in the background to know how
he,
big he is.
Does he have alopecia?
Yeah,
go.
But once again, you don't know. There's like there's
that's
no ruler.
Not much perspective.
God, he sins. There's no Coke can nearby.
Does he have alopecia?
He does have not a hair on any of him.
Here's anywhere. One where someone's measuring.
Okay.
It. Okay. It looks like it's, like, I don't know, seven maybe.
Wow. Is that a penis measuring site you use normally?
I don't know.
Just amazing how you get the access.
That guy's
to
job
stuff.
Is
I'm impressed.
Taking, that guy's job is taking pictures of his own dick.
No,
it's all over the
it's
place.
It's not a bad gig.
No, it's a great if you can get it.
I think he's the highest paid porn star.
Really?
Male porn star.
How much does he make?
Jinx.
Not enough to not be on Cameo.
That's a fact.
Ridiculous.
How much was his Cameo? Is it 25, 30 bucks?
60.
69.
Thanks for the podcast.
69.
It should be 69. He's missing out on a great opportunity.
Yes.
Let's see.
Great marketing
you
know, opportunity.
Joey.
I'm going to take over marketing for Sins.
Johnny Sins. Oh, you know, I guess he doesn't make as much as Lexington Steel.
Who's that dude?
Lex Steel. Ron Jeremy still makes more, I guess. I don't know. Peter North still makes more.
Peter North still North. Getting it up?
I don't think Peter North does.
What? Any idea what Sins makes? Is he on what's celebrity net worth?
How old is Peter
million.
North now?
39.
Wait, he's the Peter biggest North? Porn star. He's the most used penis in porn, and he's only worth $3 million?
That's pretty good, Drew.
Yeah, that just shows
you
how
saying.
Anybody can do it.
The chicks get the cash.
$3 million? Oh, okay. What's Jenna? Wait, Jenna Jameson just went bankrupt, didn't she?
She has a baby.
Jenna Jameson hasn't worked
she
in
has a
15
baby.
Years.
She just had a baby.
Oh, now we're in Maz's territory.
She just had a baby.
Yeah, she did.
Wait, didn't
why,
did
why
Jenna
you know
Jameson
that?
Go broke? I saw Am I wrong yelling. About that? Did she what have
news?
A bankruptcy or something?
I don't know. She hasn't she hasn't done shit in a really long time. She retired from Look the biz.
But I thought she retired because she was so loaded and she sold dildos and stuff.
What news are you watching where you knew that Jenna Jameson had a baby?
I don't know.
You
where
don't watch the news.
I know. I don't know where it, I don't know where it popped up, but I chased after the story.
I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Man, a baby.
Now that's something I'm interested in.
I wonder if it was a C-section or if it came
guys,
all the way through
you
there.
You guys stick with Kavanaugh. I'll take Jenna Jameson for
a I have a feeling
100,
that
please.
You follow Jenna Jameson.
I don't.
On something.
I would never do that. I would never follow porn stars or, you know, even though I would like
to. Why not?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, because it's not. Don't look good. It's not a good look.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, that's the bummer about talking about it on this show right. is because people go on like Facebook and shit and tag me in all this porno and then I got my pastor looking at me.
It's not a good look. Just because
wait,
we like it doesn't mean we have to have it. No.
Wait. You have a pastor?
Well, you know, like church when you're a kid. And
yeah.
You grow up and there's a pastor.
Absolutely.
You're friends with your pastor on Facebook?
Well, he's going to have his baby soon, and then the baby's got to get baptized and all of that kind of good stuff.
I had a Facebook presence before, you know, listeners started bombarding my page with porno.
Right.
You know? So what am I supposed to do? My wife, like, you know, she gets tagged in, or, you know,
exactly. Hey, you like what you like.
There's
man.
Stuff that we're both tagged in, and so now my wife is tagged.
She knows you, though. So yeah. I'm sure it doesn't bother her at all.
No, but it's not really cool to have your wife look at
imagine,
you know what? You know
imagine
what, you
what's
know
on your what? Pastor's Facebook page.
You know
Jeez.
What sentence gets.
Yikes.
I've been hearing this sentence way too much lately. Is did you see that creepy comment on this one picture, then this one pic? Because people are posting just creepy ass porno shit on my stuff. I gotta go private.
That sucks, right?
It sucks.
Yeah.
Or are you just not.
Kristen knows you love that stuff, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Still, I don't like.
Still a bad look.
Things that she's tagged in, and all of a sudden there's porno on it.
Wait, why would someone tag her in?
I don't know.
Because that's how
social media is.
Right. That's how they are.
God. All right. I'm going to answer my Jenna Jameson question. Looks like Jenna Jameson might have got a house letting in the near future. The former adult film star business mogul recently lost her Hollywood Hills mansion due to defaulting on her mortgage payments. House is auctioned off by her bank for $1.8 billion.
Wait a second. Is this Jeremy Jackson's ex, or is this...
No. Okay. No. According to the website, Jameson was notified in February of her delinquent status and that the I Dream of Jenna star owned close to $57,000 in mortgage payments. Jameson allegedly put the house in the market this year at $1.9 billion, but was... That's a billion.
$9 billion.
But was unable to find a buyer. After she was unable to move the house in the market, Jameson continued to default on her payments to the bank. The bank that reportedly obtained a final judgment against her due for the full amount of her mortgage to the tune of $2 billion.
how much?
$2 billion with an M. 39-year-old Jameson originally was purchased for $2.7 billion in 2006, so she lost $0.8 billion. $0.9 billion, and then couldn't make the mortgage payments. She began a relationship in 2008 with Ultimate Fighting Champion Tito Ortiz, and reported the couple bought a $3.4 billion 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath mansion in Huntington Beach and moved in together.
Wait, how was he described, Tony Ortiz? How was he described?
The Ultimate Fighting Champion.
Are they still married? Is what I was wondering.
I don't know. This is an older story from 2013. During the time the couple were living together, Orange County, Jameson rented out the Los Angeles mansion. In recent years, the home allegedly sustained substantial water damage, and Jameson opted not to fix the house, which is deemed not worth the expense. Wait, how can it be not worth fixing a house with water damage that you paid $2.7 million for?
Tito.
Of course.
Does that mean that she couldn't afford to fix it? Soon after, she said to stop paying the bank on her mortgage. Jameson ran into trouble last April with the four reports of arrested for battery. She assaulted her assistant with a brass-knuckle iPhone case. What?
Have you ever seen Tom move that fast?
No. What's on that phone?
I showed him my Jenna Jameson story, but then I saw him starting to look because he's going to look for my Twitter or Facebook and put his own I love Mark
you
stuff
know me
up
too
there.
Well.
Mark's too good. You know, that
too predictable.
Go ahead. Keep reading.
The comments. Looks like a right boob is defaulting.
Oh, that's classic.
Her best days are certainly behind her.
Hey.
Need some more money shots, Jenna? Oh, boy.
Everyone's a comedian. People
she hasn't done shit. She's not even listed on, like, the top 800.
She's lost 60 pounds. That was a story I read. She lost 60 pounds. She put it all on. She got up to 190 pounds almost.
What?
Yeah. And she lost 60 pounds. So she looks like Jenna Jameson.
All the comments about how are about how one boob is lower than the other now.
Oh, Lord.
She really missed out on this latest craze of, like, internet porn.
Oh, no doubt.
Because a lot of her stuff, when you go to these websites for show prep and stuff, what you'll find is that Jenna Jameson's obviously got all these really, 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 really old videos, but also it's a very, very select few. I don't know why she wouldn't do it, because right now there's a myriad of different women who are making a ton of money doing it now.
But wasn't her heyday, like, right before all the free porn on the internet? Like, she would have sold a lot of DVDs.
Yeah, but what she did, though, is she exclusively kept her porn away from some of these sites, and I think that hurt her because she wanted to have her own, you know, hey, pay to watch me, and everyone was like, no, I can watch this shit for free. I can see Mia Malkova and Riley Reid and Mia Khalifa and Brandi Love.
If she had a cam.
And Alexis Texas and Danny Daniels and Asa Akira.
That a girl.
And Kendra Lux, you know?
Yeah.
You can see Piper Perry and Sarah J.
And Johnny Sins.
Johnny Sins. And Kendra Sutherland.
And Peter North.
Yeah.
Sutherland's the chick.
And Allison Parker. And Mona Mills.
Sutherland, the chick from Florida State.
And Leah Gotti.
Remember
Janice
that?
Griffin.
Brandon?
I'm sorry, what?
Sutherland, she was the Florida State chick, wasn't she?
No, wasn't that Mia Khalifa?
No, she was the Florida State chick.
Wait, wasn't that Favre Girl?
Yeah, Favre Girl.
No, I think you're right. Kendra Sutherland was the one that was in the library?
Yes, she's the library girl. I thought she was Florida
what
State.
What in the hell are you talking about?
It was a big
story. Oregon State, right? Where she have a zippy?
I thought it was a Florida State, but I could be wrong. Mia Khalifa, I thought, was Florida State as well.
Yeah, this is her right here.
She's a Seminole?
She was the one that was...
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
She's new in the library all the time.
She got kicked out of school, and someone said, hey, you can make a lot of
money. She made a hell of a good porn life out of it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she get her degree?
I don't know, but she's making a lot of money.
Probably help her in porn.
Well, Bella Knox got her degree.
How much do you think they're making, Brandon?
What's the difference between if you have a degree in porn and you don't have a degree in porn?
I don't think there is one.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that. I always thought an education paid off.
You know, always the best episode, the best issue of Playboy was the college girls, of course. Remember that?
Yeah,
that
oh, yeah. The girls Jenny in the Big Ten? Was in that one.
Yeah.
Who was?
Who? Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Oh. Jenny was in that?
So was Bailey. Remember we had Bailey in studio?
Who?
Bailey, she was the Michigan State
girl. Yeah. Who dated the point guard.
Yeah, now she married one of the Bolas.
Oh, she did?
I believe so.
Wait, wasn't she kind of older than?
Search Bailey Bola.
Oh, maybe the older Bola? There's so many Bolas.
Hey, can I get off topic for a quick second?
Oh, no.
Just for a quick second.
It's not sports.
I forgot that. No, it's not sports. Okay. I wanted to ask you guys, did you see Righteous Rick?
Did you guys see
the movie?
Rick.
Did you go to the movie?
Righteous Rick. White Boy Rick?
White Boy Rick. That's what I meant. Oh. Sorry. Sorry.
I was really excited for a second.
I'd rather see a Righteous Rick movie.
Sorry, Rick. I did not see the movie.
You did not go.
No, have you seen it?
No, I want to go.
I saw it.
How was it?
You liked it.
My mother-in-law loved it.
You like it?
I liked it, yeah. I thought it was good. I thought the acting was really good.
I heard,
I don't know, Pastor Monahan
was great.
The ending was really quick. Like, everything builds up, and then it just kind of...
And they did it within a three-year period only. They didn't do anything about past the 3 years, I guess.
Yeah, because that's the story, is him flipping and then getting arrested.
Got it.
It's a long
story. My pastor, Pastor Mo, didn't like the ending
either. He didn't, huh?
The ending's abrupt, but I think McConaughey did a pretty good job. I had no idea that... That Rick Wershey's father had so much to do with the actual story. I never even heard of
it. Well, Matthew McConaughey played him, so they probably made him a little
more
important.
Yeah, but his father really kind of has a big impact on everything that happens, and so it's...
He does.
Yeah. Bruce Dern was the comic relief. He was pretty good.
What was Bruce Dern?
He was grandfather.
He went to my high school, by the way.
No kidding.
Hey, refresh my memory. Did you guys have him on the show?
Bruce Dern?
No. Rick.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, Rick. We had him on. Yeah, twice.
You had Rick on. I said that.
You were there. Yeah.
I knew it. It was 105 Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, twice.
Don't look at me that way. I forgot. The other day I was talking.
That's
I'm like,
what's
really worried about you. Thomas Farini.
Thomas Freeney.
I'm getting worried about you, man. Are you feeling okay?
I'm all right.
Every 105 One Story, Thomas Freeney comments about how horrible we were for interviewing White Boy Rick. Damn. Remember? The guy from UM Dearborn?
Yeah, I do now.
Can someone put Tom in concussion protocol?
I don't remember. Never mind.
At least it wasn't sports.
Should we turn the lights down a little bit?
I did have a migraine today.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? You get some all the time.
Big time.
Do you waive commissions when you have a migraine? Because I think you might be pretty cranky. Don't feel good.
Is that the best time to go buy a car when you have a migraine?
I had a migraine in July so bad, but yet I had to gut it out that day.
You took August off?
And I wound up selling 3 cars that day.
With migraine?
With a migraine.
Did it take your mind off,
the migraine?
No, it did not. I was still hurting. I was hurting.
What time is it?
You were hurting very badly?
I was really hurting.
I'm hurting.
I didn't take August off.
What time is it because I'm hurting?
I don't feel good.
Jeremy Jackson.
Yes.
He's got to be one of the biggest assholes to ever appear on a television show.
Yeah.
He was on, this is where I didn't watch Baywatch, so I don't remember Baywatch.
He's a kid on Baywatch.
And I guess he thinks he should be an adult star, but no one has any interest in him. Because
he's a loser.
He's a steroid freak, and he beats women, and I think he's been busted for drugs, hasn't he?
Yeah. I want to say he was on Sober House.
Oh, he was on one of those shows. You're right. He was. Well, what did Dr. Drew call the original show, and then Sober House is the second show?
Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah, I think he was on Celebrity Rehab. So anyway, it was pretty clear on that show that the guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
And they got into his background, which is a disaster. He's kind of like, now he should be hanging around 12-year-olds. Because he had no childhood. Shouldn't he be?
Yeah,
really?
Following the Jackson logic.
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
But instead, he complains that, you know, he's not getting the roles he deserves. He thinks, you know, he talks about how built he is and, you know, how handsome he is. I mean, he really thinks he's something else.
Yeah.
So Scott Baio did that show about all these guys who were child stars who really needed another shot. Like Ricky Schroeder, even though Ricky Schroeder really had a career. I don't know why he was even on there.
Yeah, Schroeder did fine.
Yeah, he was on NYPD Blue.
Blue, yeah.
And there were other guys.
Dickie Roberts.
Dickie Roberts was not on the show. I can't even remember the guys. They were sort of obscure, but I knew who they were. And they put him in front of all of these decision makers in Hollywood, people that do casting. And Jeremy Jackson, they said, you know, they showed them what they said about him afterwards. And they said,
This sounds like it's going to be roid rage.
Yeah. They didn't like his attitude because he seemed to think he was entitled or he'd been cheated or something. And so they had him appear again. And when he went on again, he wore those what are those teeth with the silver teeth?
A grill?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like all this stupid jewelry. And he just completely, because he said he was just going to be himself.
Oh, that's himself? That's even worse.
And he was just a total fucking asshole, and he more or less told them they were full of shit. He told them off.
That's a great career move.
You know, and they kind of said, well, fuck you forever. We were going to give you another chance, but you're such a dick. Anyway, most recently,
yes, sir.
He was busted for assaulting his girlfriend.
Jesus.
Who's really hot, by the way. And she's now been...
This is one... massive man.
She's been homeless for a year, and she hasn't taken a shower in a year too because she said she tries to stay as dirty as she can. She's like an official skank, I would say.
Lonnie Willison?
Yes.
What's
because
her
she doesn't want people bothering her, assaulting her, or wanting sex with her or whatever, so she just stays nasty and tries to look as bad as possible while she pushes her shopping cart around.
That's working.
Oh, man.
And, she also likes crystal meth a lot.
Oh, oops.
And she still has those big old cans.
She's got a great body, but
that's interesting. A homeless person with a huge rack.
And you know what? She had
bad teeth.
She had a hot homeless friend too. They showed her with a hot homeless friend. There was two hot homeless
chicks. Oh my god, look at her arm.
I know. It's all
look at
dirt.
The tracks.
Is those tracks?
I mean, it's all bruised.
Ugh, gross.
Poor woman.
She's got those librarian glasses on though. I bet you don't see many homeless people with those.
No. Oh my god, she was beautiful.
And why is she wearing that low cut thing if she's homeless and doesn't want people bothering her? You go up and go, hey, nice wreck. And she stinks.
Big titties.
Gross. I don't know. What a weird
story. I think she could be hot if she got cleaned up.
I agree. I think a shower and a little makeup and she'd be okay.
Would you offer her a room?
You'd have to scrub the shit out of her.
I know, but she'd be smoking crystal meth around the clock.
This story is about how she's garbage dumping while Jeremy Jackson's working out. But they're still together?
No. Are they?
I don't know.
Wait,
I got to look up the latest on this dolt. Oh, my God, is he a loser? He is the biggest loser.
He loves himself.
Yeah,
they broke up in 2014.
So they just found this.
It's bound downhill for her ever since.
He's the connection to the story.
Let's see if he's made any news lately. I'm sure it's good. Jeremy Jackson's rise and fall from Baywatch teen heartthrob to rehab in jail. That's in 2017.
And he was Hobie, right? He was
Works out while ex-wife digs through trash.
On Baywatch? Hobie Buchanan?
Oh, look at her feet. Oh, gross. All right, we got to put this picture on there. If you want to see some gross feet, it's on the Daily Mail story, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on Instagram. He's got 3,500 followers.
Is she?
No, she's got 15,000 followers. I don't know if she's on there or not. The homeless pictures, I don't think they get a lot of likes.
She's sleeping on top of a jar of pickles.
There's never a good time to be sentenced to jail for stabbing, but for Jeremy Jackson, best known as Hobie Buchanan, it's a particularly bad time.
She does have a Twitter.
She does?
She hasn't tweeted since 2012. She has 38 followers.
Yeah, boy.
Is Jeremy Jackson one of them?
Yeah, look up Jeremy Jackson on Twitter.
Let's see who we're...
It's dope.
Gross. I can smell her through the computer screen. Ugh.
I'm not sure who these people are that follow her, but none of them. Oh, there's only one person that has a blue check mark that does follow her, and it's Jeremy Jackson.
He really cares.
What? Jeremy Jackson has a fucking check mark? God damn it. How many followers does that loser have?
10.5K.
He has slightly more followers. I'm going to pass Jeremy Jackson. I can't wait.
He's also listed as an American actor.
What? For some stupid... Oh, God. Whatever. I'm going to pass him, though. I'm psyched. I'm going to watch. I'm going to celebrate passing him.
Well, you're working out. You're going to start looking like him, too.
Yeah.
You're right.
What if Drew turns into this, guys? What if Drew turns into Jeremy Jackson?
That'd be exciting, at least. Mm. I'd make news. In October 2015, news broke Baywatch alum arrested and subsequently released from jail following a stabbing incident. Seems to have occurred back in August. Jeremy's trying to steal... Wait. He was trying to steal... Some girl's boyfriend's car.
Oh.
When she went to stop Jackson, he stabbed her. Law enforcement said he fled the incident, which took place near the woman's L.A. home, was later apprehended at a hotel. Following his arrest, Jackson pled not guilty and voluntarily entered rehab. At this point, it bears mentioning this wasn't Jeremy Jackson's first stabbing charge.
Oh, great.
Not even in 2015. In April, he was arrested after a man was found with a stab wound in his torso.
No more knives for you.
The man said he'd been attacked by Hobie. Jackson countered, saying, I'm the real victim.
Apparently, called me Hobie.
He'd been partying in a rented Airbnb with some women, just minding my own business, when a strange man appeared and held him up. Jackson says another guy then showed up and tried to rob him, too, even pulling out a gun. At that point, Jackson reports, he pulled a buck knife from his jeans and stabbed the guy in the stomach area.
Jesus.
Jackson identified the alleged victim as a Canoga Park gangbanger with a clown tattoo on his face.
What? Nice people.
Poor Jackson.
Nice existence.
Would have gotten away with it if he hadn't returned to the scene of the crime the next day to forge around for his Gucci sunglasses.
Yeah. I could see him doing that.
When he broke into the property to retrieve his sunnies, the cops came expecting a burglar, only realized they'd found their stabbing suspect. The police appeared to buy his self-defense claim. He was never charged. The former child star wasn't so lucky with his second stabbing. Almost 2 years after the thwarted carjacking incident, the actor pleaded no contest, sentenced 270 days and 5 years of probation. Additionally, the ex-celebrity Big Brother contestant must complete 52-quarter anger management classes. Oh, boy.
I'll never pass those.
What happened to this promising kid? The answer is gradually, with the help of a healthy diet of methamphetamine and human growth hormone. I could be headed to Jeremy Jackson.
Yeah, you see some meth.
HGH, Drew.
36-year-old started acting in commercials 3 decades ago in a 2006 episode. I was raised by a single mom. I never got to know my dad. He doesn't have a dad.
Never had childhood. Never had a dad.
He's a drug addict, and that's why my mom pretty much kidnapped us out of a bad situation. Kidnapped us. The good Baywatch money added fuel to the fire of a genetic predisposition, as he confessed. I probably made over $2-3 million from Baywatch. I had the means to destroy myself. I had a lot of money and I had a lot of people around me that weren't really my friends, but I thought they were, and I totally got sucked into a downward spiral of lifestyle.
It's always someone else's fault.
David Hasselhoff noticed something was wrong. He just kind of looked me in the eyes and was like, Jeremy, what are you, smoking pot? I didn't have the heart to tell him.
And then he said, you'll be fine.
I didn't have the heart to tell him. That was 2 years ago.
Fine.
Now I'm doing coke, ecstasy, and speed. While his rampant drug use wasn't exactly a professional's, Baywatch career is thwarted by a different child star affliction. Overconfidence.
Oh, God. Well, no, he's not suffering from that still.
I got a big head, and I thought I was better than Baywatch, and that I was going to go off and do my own stuff. I walked off one day with my middle finger up in the air saying, screw you, I'm not coming back to this set, and I pulled myself off the show.
Great move.
Asshole.
Great move.
At 19, he was arrested with a full crystal meth kitchen in his duffel bag. My drug of choice is crystal meth. It was big time downhill. Boy, isn't that a coincidence? His girlfriend that's homeless, her choice is crystal meth.
Do you want to hear
that?
Him answer questions about his, yeah. his homeless ex-wife?
I'd love to.
They used to be married. He's on the street just saying goodbye to some kids.
What's up, bro? Hey, Jeremy, do you want to comment about your ex-wife's status right now?
About what?
For being homeless, your ex-wife?
You know, I'd love to tell my side of the story.
No, we want her story.
For all, but at the advice of my lawyer, I can't comment right now. All I can tell you is that my attention, my time, my focus is why I can be most effective.
Oh, it's all about you.
I'm doing all right, so...
All right. So she hasn't even reached out to you at all for help?
No, I can't talk about any of that, man.
You know? All right, Jeremy.
Yeah, she might give me some crystal meth. I don't want to risk that.
Get the cock out of your ear, dumb fuck. I just said tell me about it.
His follow-up addiction was steroids. While Jackson might not be the first beefcake to aspire to be the next Sylvester Stallone, he put his money where his mouth is. I've spent at least $200,000 in the last 3 years strictly on steroids, pills, and injections.
Wow, great money spent.
These are normally for AIDS patients or cancer patients or people recovering from serious surgeries to help their tissue repair. He also used his...
He's got AIDS.
It also helped with former Baywatch actors.
He also used his celebrity rehab screen time to advance his theory that drinking bottled water can lead to cancer and bisexuality.
Huh.
Wow. Interesting theory.
I kind of want to hear that out.
But there's a basis.
Bisexuality.
July 2014.
For men or for women and men?
He doesn't, it's not
like
specific.
You're a woman and you're drinking it. Are you still going to end up bisexual or is it because it looks like a cock?
That's an interesting theory. In July 2014, he made headlines again when he got in a fight with Paris Hilton's brother at her Malibu house.
Well, he's
party.
A mess too,
Why
isn't he?
Why was he allowed there?
Yeah. Isn't Conrad Hilton a mess?
Said, I was just trying to calm down a would-be attacker with a common jujitsu hold. And up in a common jujitsu. Yeah, we all know that one, Jeremy. I ended up getting hit on that with a vodka bottle and slammed into a Ferrari, not to mention verbally attacked.
You know, if it was anybody other than Jeremy Jackson, I would think that story was ludicrous, but I could see it happening. Him putting somebody in a common jiu-jitsu move and getting hit by a bottle of vodka and thrown into a Ferrari.
And verbally assaulted. And then on Celebrity Big Brother, after being sober, he decided to practice controlled drinking. It didn't go well. He was kicked out of the house after only 3 days when he drunkenly tried to pull open British model Chloe Goodman's bathrobe, non-consensually exposing her.
Oh, good move.
In an interview, he tried to argue that his actions were the result of professional interest in her extensive bathing suit collection.
Fake!
Said, I toured the world producing fashion shows that included bikini lines for 5 years, working with models, dressing models, talking about fashion is something I do on a regular basis. I would have done the same thing sober. I can't blame it on alcohol.
He does a really good job at justifying everything.
He tries.
I mean, in his own head, he's believing all his bullshit.
Oh, Lonnie Willison released a terrifying audio recording she claims is from the night Jackson attacked her?
Oh, boy. With an uncommon jiu-jitsu move?
Posted on YouTube. LAPD officers were called to the scene, according to the police report. Suspect argued with the victim. Suspect used both hands to strangle victim and covered victim's nose and mouth with his left hand, preventing victim from breathing.
Jesus.
Fitness Found also published a recording of her ex-husband's rapping, which she says he sent to her a day before the alleged strangling. The 12-minute song begins, I'm here to tell you. I want to tell you. I take you to my casa homie house, and when you're getting comfy, I'm going to run you. It's I like, bet you like it. I bet you love it. I bet you're getting cozy thinking you're above me, but you're beneath me, and I'm the Reaper. My name is Jeremy Jackson. Guess what I'm going to teach you?
Pretty good.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
I'm really mad at myself because everything you've said about him or stuff he said is stuff I should have predicted. I should have predicted that, yeah, of course he's got a rap song. Of course he left Baywatch. Sure, he knows common jiu-jitsu moves. He's such a piece of shit. Like, why can we not predict all these things?
And he justifies beating up his wife with a rap song that he sends her.
Here's Jeremy Jackson rapping from 1994.
This is garbage.
Great song. Look how cute he is.
He invented Kidz Bop.
I don't hear him. Where's he?
Sounds like Jungle Love. Oh, we, oh, we,
oh, yeah. That's him?
No, it's Hobie.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the rap song he sent his wife?
I'm looking for it. I don't really see it.
Didn't sound very apologetic in the rap song.
Shocked.
Pretty disappointing.
Hmm. I don't know. What's up with Baywatch, though? How many people have really kind of gone on and succeeded?
Pam Anderson.
What are you talking about? All of them.
Really? Pam Anderson, though, is...
Look at that beautiful
that's
house
what I mean.
Of hers. She's running out.
What about...
Nicole Eggert.
Nicole Eggert. She's doing wonderful things now.
Yeah. Yasmin Bleeth.
She's staying in the news. We cannot get rid of Nicole Eggert.
Wait, Eggy doesn't Eggy do bar mitzvahs and birthday parties and stuff?
Yes. That's right. She's
what's Bleeth?
Bleeth is
business.
Doing phenomenal ever since she moved out of here.
Bleeth isn't partying. She married a rich strip club owner.
Is Carmen Electra doing anything anymore?
Tracy Bingham.
She's on Cameo. Carmen Electra's on Cameo.
Remember we had D'Erica in the studio?
Oh, yeah. God, she looked great, too. Is she still hot?
Hmm. I don't even want to see I don't want to see an updated picture. I just want to picture her then.
Nikki Sixx had that.
Ooh.
Yeah, she is. Foin.
Oops.
Who else was on The Baywatch?
She was a live guest, by the way, on WJR. I got
who
to
was?
Meet her as well.
Donna. Jericho?
Yeah.
Wow. Probably right after she
sat
was on
in my.
Us.
She sat in my office chair.
Did you smell it when she left?
I did not.
Fake. Did you not just hear us say that we had her?
Yeah, I heard you.
Were you trying to warn? Was she in the Rock Bottom Remainders as well?
She was.
Was
she was wasn't she married to Sixx when she came in with us?
I think so.
Yeah, she was.
She either was or she
had like
just...
four kids with him.
What year are you talking?
Was she here for a Vipers game?
I think she was. Damn. I believe.
Was it like 2000?
I think there was a really ugly moment with her. I'm trying to remember what it was. Not really ugly.
Well, someone wrote, Rob wrote her name in permanent marker on the whiteboard in her office. So it said Donna D'Erico forever.
Oh, well. Maybe Dave and Chuck are still having her on.
That'd be an interview.
Yeah. I don't think they do interviews. I don't know. That's what I heard. All right.
I have a show and tell.
Yes.
What?
I have a show and tell.
Sweet.
Okay. Let's have it. Bring it.
You won't do it until the song's up.
Hold on.
Just a quick show and tell.
You're
that's
a baby.
All. Oh, you're a baby.
What is this show and tell?
Something he stole from someone.
I did not steal it.
Yes, you did.
I did not. There's a story behind it. I have a story behind my show.
Please make it shorter than Chad Luddington's story.
Of course. Anything is shorter than that.
Touche.
Drew, I'm waiting.
Oh, I love you. Show me and tell me.
Show and tell is becoming the sing highest maintenance segment of any show.
In the meantime, are
Drew
you looking?
Has to sing.
Are you looking for This Day in Rock?
I am.
Okay,
I'm bringing
good.
It up.
Are you going to play that song that played off your phone last week as the intro?
What was the song?
Don't you remember the intro?
Wait, I played during the show
to This Week in Rock. Don't you remember?
Yeah, by accident.
It was
yeah.
An accidental
I forgot what it was,
song
though.
That came out of your phone
during the show.
Yeah, and I said, "Oh, that must be the."
We were ragging you for it, and you said...
I know. I can't remember anyway, what it was.
My show and tell is this sign here.
Ben Miners for Lakeview School Board.
Yeah. Show and tell's a plug?
Now, Ben...
of it's course. A giant plug.
Ben came in and tried to buy a car from me.
It is a plug.
Oh, it's a plug.
He's from St. Clair Shores.
Boy, Zod isn't going to have a commercial for
unfortunately, we have to give
days.
Equal time to everybody else running for Lakeview School
where
Board.
He's a friend of a friend. He's a son of my friend, Jack Stanton. It's a principal.
I'm starting to question this being a show and tell the
audience.
This
is his son.
Yes.
So, no, the reason I brought it in is I came up
with a... shame we have to bleep the whole
thing. He's got a check mark next to his name.
Listen,
he got a check mark.
I came up with a catchy slogan for him. And I gave it to him, and he kind of liked it, but then he said, maybe it's kind of pedophile-ish.
What?
Yeah. It says...
Wait, so the slogan is the show and tell or the sign?
The sign and my slogan.
What's the slogan? Which did not make the cut.
You know what the new slogan will be?
It is Ben Miners for Miners.
I've heard that motto before.
What do you think? His last name is Miners, ERS.
He's right for Lakeview School Board.
That's not bad, but I think he's right.
You think it's pedophile-ish?
Yeah.
Miners for Miners.
Either that or they're going to think of coal miners.
He wants to do something with miners. It says he's for miners.
Yeah, he's for miners.
Anytime you hear the word miners, you think of something illegal.
Well, it's his last name, Miners.
I know that.
I understand. And Minors is, I don't know. I just thought it was catchy. You don't think
I'm intrigued by your slogan. I don't know if it justifies a show and tell.
Well, I did say, if you guys okayed the slogan, I might be able to run his campaign for him.
All right, I'll.
Yeah. Is that a volunteer campaign?
Yeah, it's a volunteer campaign.
Really?
Will it interfere with any of your days off?
It will not.
He used to drink back in the 82.
Do you like beer?
Did he drink in 82? I don't know.
Has he ever been in a bar brawl?
I haven't checked his background yet.
With the lead singer of UB40.
Is this a good kid? That was my show and tell for tonight. I did not steal.
Okay, Brandon, you want to play the outro and I'll read the Today in Music over?
We're going to have the rest of the Board of Education members on now for.
No. We didn't make any calls.
If they call, if they complain, we will. 1960.
I think this will be good on Drew's outside there because everyone else got Gretchen.
Yeah, we're not in the Lakeview.
It doesn't affect anything.
That's true.
You got Gretchen,
it to the yard that you took it from.
I will.
With permission. Stay by Maurice Williams in the Zodiac Center, the chart. On its way to number one on this day in 1960, October 2nd.
Hmm.
The McCoys were number one on this day in 1965 with Hang on Sloopy.
The Ohio State song.
I always thought it was Snoopy growing up.
Why did that become the Ohio State song?
I have no idea.
You just start singing it one day?
That song's 50 years old. It wasn't even that good then. In 67, all six members of the Grateful Dead busted by California narcotics agents for possession of pot at 710 Asbury Street in San Francisco, California, the house the dead lived in. 1970, Pink Floyd released their fifth and first number one, Adam Heart Mother. I don't even remember that album, but whatever. Rod Stewart, number one with Maggie May in this day in 71. In 1977, the body of Elvis Presley and his mother, Gladys, were moved from the cemetery where they were buried to Graceland.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
After the unsuccessful Body Snatch. Dire Straits, a four-week run at number one on this day in 82 with Love Over Gold.
I got one for you from 1962.
What?
Johnny Carson started The Tonight Show. That was his first time on The Tonight Show.
Rock and roll.
30 years.
October 2nd.
Yeah.
John Cougar, number one with Jack and Diane on this day in 1982. I'm running out of time. Oh, no. Bonnie Tyler, number one on this day in 83 with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
1995, Oasis released What's the Story, Morning Glory, which entered the UK chart at number one. And everything else is, I don't know. Whatever. We'll see you tomorrow. KK Downing from Priest! We'll be right back.
See you on Friday.